Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Please eat my poo, eat my
No,
poo.
not the beginning.
In the first 30
Come on.
seconds.
Well, I guess it'll be a fun test, because it's not swearing,
Not swearing.
but it is saying the phrase, eat my
It is vulgar.
poo.
It is the vulgarity that they do not appreciate.
Balls in your court, YouTube.
Balls in your court, Napster.
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 Remember when,
Lars Ulrich ruined streaming serve.
I was legitimately going to say Lars Hetfield. That's how much I know about things.
That's how much you care about Metallica.
That is literally how much I care about Metallica. Sorry, metalheads.
You gotcha. You guys suck. Even though I was a metalhead for like a lot of my adult,
What was that
young adult life.
cool email address you had?
Southernfriedmetal@hotmail.com.
Does it still work? Can people email you there?
You could try. I have not been logged into that email in, I'm gonna say 2010,
And
maybe.
you have like no way to recover
No way to recover it.
the
No way to recover it. Because the I don't even know what the backup email to send
Right.
the
It's
reset
probably
my.
another email you don't have
But
access
like I don't
to.
even know what the email would be. Like I don't know what my email before that or like because the email I have now I didn't have then. So I like well, I fucking couldn't tell you. Should I try and log into my Hotmail account right now on the pod?
You gotta get Drew, who knows what treasures you could have accumulated there since 2010. Think of the spam.
I remember when my friend Clark thought that it was hotmail.com and
MALE.
yeah.
Yeah. That's porn. That's a porn site.
I think he was gay. All right, can I?
Hope you can. While Drew tries to log into his Hotmail
Oh,
address
I spelled it
from
male, MALE.
You were just so used to it. It was muscle memory.
Yeah.
I'd like to let you know that this is a podcast you're listening to, and the name of the podcast is The Worst Year of Our Lives. Said that in the first 2 minutes. What do you think about
I think we're doing a bad job. We should go back to singing poop songs.
that? I mean, we've already done that so much today. I don't know why we need to do it even more on air. It's normally just our little secret. But yeah, I'm Scott. That's Drew.
Hey.
Yeah, he's busy, but he'll be back with us in a minute. He's got
I like that there's been a
important business
lot.
to attend to.
There's been a lot of like, do I have a DeviantArt page?
Yep.
Do I have a
For
FurAffinity
Affinity.
page? All on this podcast.
Yeah, it's exciting. And look at all the things you have now. You've got a DeviantArt. You've got a Fur Affinity. You've got a Discord. Hey, that's a thing I should say. I guess we have a Discord now. So
Bam, bam, bam.
the link to it will be in the description of the YouTube video, and I'll put it in as a YouTube community post as well, and I'll put it on my Twitter. And those are all the places I'll put it because enough is enough. But yeah, so if you want because the Discord link is not an easy to remember thing. It's just a bunch of random alpha numerics.
Ones and zeros.
Yeah, so I don't think there's any point in me saying it in audio form. But yeah, if you're listening to this on YouTube, it's in the description. If you're not on YouTube, go to youtube.com/@notscotthenson and find the most recent video there if you're listening to this in the present and not the future. And join the Discord and do whatever you're supposed to do on Discord, which heretofore has eluded me. And also while you're on the YouTube,
I'm in.
are you into your Hotmail? This is very exciting. Yeah, so while you're at the YouTube, subscribe. Like the video, comment on the video, get into fights in the
Ooh,
comments
I like
in the
that. I
videos
like
because
watching.
more comments is more
Yeah.
engagement.
What's your
So
hottest take that has nothing to do with us or the podcast?
actually, yeah, post a wildly hot take, but I guess a take not so hot that YouTube won't just auto delete your comment. And also, and the folks I know as well as you, probably better than you, that there is no accounting for what YouTube decides to delete and not delete.
That is true, which we'll talk sort of about later.
Yeah, because I have tried to just make very basic replies to other people's comments, and I've had to do it 6 different times because some word was getting flagged. I have no idea why. There, like, I'm pouring through my own message trying to figure out, like, why it's getting deleted.
Like, you're putting the word Cumberland, but because it's got cum in it, they're like, nope, out.
Yeah. And I know people who just tried to make comments on the YouTube have had the same issue. But try your best, post a hot take, get into a fight. That's your mission.
That's the worst year of our lives way. I have 8,838 unread emails that I will be reading them all live on air now.
Nice. This is going to be a good episode.
This is going to be a podcast where I read my my emails. Can I just slide to delete? Oh, I can. Microsoft.
while Drew is deleting nearly 5 figures of emails.
I will say it is a lot of Chelsea FC Premier League. Premier League. Oh, it's like almost...
That's a lot of Premier League.
It's... yeah. Anyways, continue under...
And if you've already subscribed on the YouTube, which you should have, consider, you know what, Duncan, I don't like leaving the choice in your hands because you people tend to make poor choices. So
what do you mean, you people?
You know what I mean, you people. I will make the choice for you. Click join. Don't consider clicking join. Just click join and become a member of the channel. Like these fine people who I haven't read in a couple weeks and deserve to be read again. Nick S, Zachary K, Maddie, Caraxa, Eve, Shinobu, noted non-creep branded.
For now.
Brian Palmer, Tommy, Brian Silverman,
Brian,
Final Douglas, Dry Juice, Brian, Joe Steoten, Caffey, KRM123, who is a Brian, Sonix, Pseudo Scott, Tachyon, Limp Bizkit Dreamcast, Vicious Cabaret, Brock, Kiroku Bandit, Olivia, Martin Hill, Nicola B. Jonesy, Edgy Berserker, Rot Feast Tenders, Enma Fries, Dom J. the DJ, Iggy One, Riptide 27, Edward Cornwood, first try, Chubby Pencil, Carl H., Manga Waffle, Mr. Mateo, and Trumps with no U, Lil Smile. And double thanks to, who are the big boys? Maddie, Eve, Shinobu, Tommy, and Trumps Lil Smile, the top tier members. So,
thanks, everybody.
You would like to be mentioned upwards of twice on some episodes, consider subscribing at the large level. Now, again, no more considering. Just shut up and do it. So stop thinking. Let Daddy do the thinking for you.
Let Diddy do the thinking for you.
Now, we let Diddy do the thinking last week, and look where it got us.
Did you see somebody had a pretty great crowd sign at Raw?
No.
That just said, stay away from Diddy. Or like, look out for Diddy or something. Yeah, nice. That's pretty good. So far, I've just been... It's a lot of Facebook. It's a lot of Premier League.
Great.
However...
A little something?
Well, I did get 3 separate notifications from CD Universe to buy porn DVDs in 2023.
Wow. Nice.
Who's that for? Who's doing that?
You?
Well, now I am, because I have access to my my email again. it's almost exclusively Premier League notifications and Facebook notifications.
Nice.
I have not seen very many things that are not that.
Well,
I was hoping that there was some long-lost email in here that I, like...
That'd be cool.
Like, oh, it's a girl from 2010, and I have a baby, and it's yours. This would be the last podcast we'd ever do, because I would be moving to Mexico.
Yeah.
Anyways, did we say where to follow us and stuff, or no?
No, haven't got there. You can say it.
No, I'm going to leave it to you.
Get off your email.
Here's another one. 20% discount. Fall in love with... What do we got here? There's no pictures.
What's CD Universe stand for? Child dick? What kind of porn are you watching?
Child dick porn.
CDP.
Probably 10 minutes in. Probably shouldn't have said
borderline.
That. Borderline.
Borderline. Yep.
We'll see. Anyways.
If Eat My Poo doesn't get him, we'll see if somebody else does.
That is true. I mean, it was a tribute to Neil Diamond.
Yeah. Famous corprophage.
Corprophage. That's the biggest word ever said on this podcast. I think we should just end it now.
was fun. We got to start doing 10-minute podcasts.
I would love to do 10-minute podcasts. Like, 10-minute podcasts where we get the same amount of more views and the same amount of people giving us money.
That would be okay. I think we cancel requests, record 52
10-minute episodes
in one day.
Yep.
And then just fucking coast.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
But make them think that they're still fully involved in everything.
Yeah, we always say the date that it's airing.
Yep.
And make up news and hope we're right.
Yeah.
Well, Drew Barrymore hung herself.
Good.
Drew, you were named after her.
Nah, I don't think so.
Your parents saw how hot she was in Firestarter. Ugh. And they're like, we need to name our male child after this.
I'm as hot as child actor Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, drunk child actor Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, well, you gotta do something. Gotta nuke something. And it's your brain cells as a child.
Yeah.
Nope, lost train of thought. Anyways, Sarian soft pause on things. Done.
Done. Really giving her.
Feel free to support the cause. And by support the cause, I mean Bill Cosby's transition back into the real world. He's getting out of prison.
He wasn't there for that long.
No. Also, that's just me making up news because this is a future episode. So
he's not getting out of prison.
I don't know.
He's going to die in prison.
He's probably going to die in prison.
It's too bad. He was America's dad.
He was America's dad. And then he couldn't stop doing the Diddy. And
they're calling him the original Diddy.
Hitting the Diddy. But yeah, feel free to support our lives with your hard-earned money.
Yep. Where?
I don't know, paypal.me/AaronSoftPaws, paypal.me/notScottHenson.
That'll work. Sorry, I don't writing down drunk child actor Drew Barrymore and famous corprophage Neil Diamond.
Nice. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm so low energy. I had a coffee, we had food,
yep.
I sang a song,
yep.
And now I'm fucking just, I feel zoned out for some reason.
Because we should have called it at 10 minutes.
Yeah, and instead we're going to call it at 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Let's do less.
We got 2 hours to go. Well, we got a lot of news, because news just keeps popping up. Big news. And we keep popping off to the news. Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we get into the news?
No, the Bill Cosby.
Oh, want to try that again? 3, 2, 1.
Action. The Bill Cosby thing reminded me of... gives me a segue to some of the news.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know...
You bumped your microphone just right now.
Just right now.
Literally right now.
Okay. We're okay.
Yeah, we're fine. That brief pause was Scott collecting his thoughts, but you could still hear him collecting his thoughts on my microphone.
I got some brief pause for you right here, pal.
These aren't brief. These are fucking huge. These are big, strong paws. Except for I can't hold on to my child and he's going to drown.
That's not what happened. do you... actually, I learned two things.
Women shouldn't drive.
I knew that.
Oh.
You're familiar with, I don't know, sports commentator, maybe former sports player, Ahmad Rashad?
Uh-huh.
I believe
he was a college...
professor.
...player, but I don't think he played in the professional...
Is he a chemical engineering professor at Penn State who fucked his dog in the woods? There's actually a segue to different news, but yep. We're not there yet.
He did play in the NFL.
Good for him. I did not know that Felicia Rashad of the Cosby Show's last name was Rashad because she married Ahmad Rashad.
Oh, I'm learning that right now.
Right? And do you know who Ahmad Rashad's two groomsmen were?
Uncle Phil and... Am I right with Uncle Phil?
No, I feel like Uncle Phil is an insane thing to say. It's so close, but so wrong. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah. Bill.
He married the mom from the Cosby show. Yeah. So you think his groomsman?
I was confusing her
the
with
uncle from Fresh Prince.
I was confusing her with the mom, the aunt from Fresh Prince.
That makes more
sense. So Bill Cosby and somebody
segue into the news.
Oh, O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Wow.
Could you have two bigger hits?
No.
No.
That's pretty good. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein.
I like that.
That's a pretty sick one too.
At a Jewish wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Although, I mean, OJ's a murderer and Bill Cosby's a rapist.
Prolific rapist.
And the other two were just...
Who did they ever do?
Touchy and maybe helped other people be rapists.
I think he's pretty on record as also being a rapist.
Oh, well, I don't know. He didn't kill himself.
What's another fun pair at a wedding?
Pol Pot and Amy Schumer.
I like that. I like that.
His name's Robert Earl Moore. Is Ahmad Rashad's birth name, and then he became one. Then he became one of those.
That's like a serial killer name.
He was known as Bobby Moore before changing
like
his name.
Robert like Earl Moore sounds like who killed Martin Luther King.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it does. Bobby Moore was what he changed his name to. Was what he went by until 1973 when he changed his name.
And then he got all Cassius Clay'd up.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was from Portland, and he went to
West Coast.
He went to Oregon. Hmm. Yeah, Cardinals, Bills, and Vikings. St. Louis Cardinals. Buffalo Bills, Minnesota Vikings. Yes.
there were coexisting two sport St. Louis Cardinals teams, yeah?
At the same time?
That's my question.
I don't think so. I think the Cardinals...
There shouldn't have been. I'm against that.
Football Cardinals were 1960 to 1987. And
I feel like there were some St. Louis Cardinals baseball in the city. Yeah, like
the other Cardinals were
Stan Musial?
Same time.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's like the New York Football Giants and the New York Baseball or the Brooklyn Was there another Giant? Where did San Francisco play? Before they moved to San Francisco, were they the New York Giants?
Yep.
Yeah, so there's two New York Giants, St. Louis Cardinals.
New York Giants.
I
don't like this at all.
The thing is, you can name your team whatever you want. You don't have to name them the same thing as another thing.
One came first.
Yeah, and I believe that...
And then you're doing another team in another sport, and you're like, let's do the same.
And then I think there was, the original... NHL franchise in Pittsburgh was called the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Come on.
From 1925 till 1930, they were called the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Get out of here.
And then the actual Pittsburgh Pirates.
Turn of the century?
Scott, there were two Pittsburgh Pirates teams at the same time.
It's ridiculous.
What is happening?
You have all the words... In the world.
In the English and Spanish dictionary.
Yes.
I stop it at Spanish.
Draw a line, obviously. Yeah. You can't do Mandarin.
Mandarin.
But you can have Los Conquistadores de Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Or like all those Latino nights the NBA does where it's...
Los Bucaneros.
Los Heat and Los Lakers. Legitimate. That's what the jerseys say. They don't change the team name.
They just add a Los.
They just change the Lakers to Los Lakers.
I like that.
Very funny.
Los Lobos.
Los Lobos. They lost in the round of... Oh, I didn't even know. Who won the national championship?
Great question.
I didn't even look.
I don't know.
It was two number one seeds. I know that.
Boring.
That neither of them went very far for us. Women's was
not the Princeton Tigers.
South Carolina Gamecocks,
which was the bad mascot that had a hula hoop.
The hula hoop bottom.
Trash.
And the men's was
the Oakland Golden Grizzlies,
the Connecticut Huskies, whose mascot was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay.
All right.
I don't. It's on the laptop. I could tell you how far the Huskies went, but it's over there, and I don't want to.
It's way over there. That's fine.
They were in like the 16, probably.
Yeah, I think I can picture it.
No, you can't. You don't even know. You don't even know.
It's also possible I don't even know. But now I'm going to look it up. Connecticut Huskies.
Mask. Oh yeah, this one.
Yeah, that's
it's fine.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
It's not bad. He aight.
He aight. Oh yeah, I think we liked it. We
UConn Huskies mascot.
I don't think we gave him enough credit for being good.
NSFW.
Not safe for work.
He just wears people shoes, though. That did him no favors.
I like the head, though. The head's not bad.
The head's not bad. Like, pretty good arms, pretty good legs.
I like that he's got big old paws.
Big, strong.
Like his hands are very, like...
That's what's so infuriating. Nice hands and, like, no attention to the feet.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I think he has a...
You know Huskies have four paws,
I think,
right?
He has a small tail.
Oh.
Like, I don't think it's very big for how big he is and how big husky tails are. Aw.
You found a real husky?
Look at the little guy.
I just saw that too.
I like huskies a lot, but I feel like they are a fucking ton of work.
They are high energy.
And I'm
and you're
not high energy. I'm very medium energy.
Oh, you're a real Todd Berry. That was the name of one of his albums.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a Todd Berry type. I don't really care for Todd, but...
I like him more than you do.
I'm more of a Glass than a Berry, because we have a lot of the same things in common. That I'm going to be in the closet until I'm in my 40s.
You might come out in your late 40s?
Yeah, why not? You know, I don't need to see a lot of people have man-on-man action. I think I'd watch Todd. It would just be weird to see.
I'd watch Todd Glass and Tim Dillon have sex. Those kind of guys are good hangs, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like I guess Todd's not a big fat guy. Tim Dillon's a big fat guy.
But Todd's like kind of muscular. Yeah,
but like big guy who doesn't read as gay in the least, but is gay.
Yeah.
They seem fun.
I want to see if there's a picture of like his boyfriend or something.
If only I knew another big guy who doesn't read as gay, but is gay.
Is this you... on air calling out whose name can I say?
I was just joking about myself. I wasn't calling.
Oh yeah, I know. But I was gonna say like boyfriend, Todd Glass boyfriend. I want to see who Todd Glass is.
Hope
into.
It's full femboy, like striped thigh high socks, little dress.
I'm not getting any hits.
I don't know if he has boyfriends. I think he just has anonymous sex.
Oh, well. Sometimes that's what you gotta do.
I think he's a public park guy.
a real in-the-bushes type fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting real any hits here. Yeah, like... He very much reads as, like, straight dad. He, like, if it wasn't for the arm sleeve tattoo, I would think he probably was, like, a little bit conservative.
Yeah.
Like, the way that he kind of presents himself, but...
Yeah, high and tight haircut.
High and tight haircut, like, muscular, but, like, looks old.
Yep.
Yeah. That he would be, like, somebody who was kind of cool when they were younger in college, but then as they got older, they kind of read the room and realized, oh, if I have bad opinions on this, I'll get popular. And then just becomes, like, a right-wing grifter.
Just red-pilled 50-year-old.
Yeah, that's what it kind of seems like.
Yeah.
Or, like, it looks like.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like that because he's actually a pretty cool guy.
I like that for Todd.
Me too.
I haven't seen Todd in a while.
That's it. Yeah, the last thing I really saw him do was, like, whatever he did for Tosh.
Yeah, Todd's awful prank show.
Yeah, where he was also his neighbor. And then he tried to throw his straight porn away in Todd's garbage. And then when they're arguing it over, and he yells, I don't even like this kind of porn! is the argument. Very good. Very funny. Very funny. Yeah. So yeah, the segue was into the fact that Orenthal James Simpson...
He was a huge sumo wrestling fan, and his favorite sumo wrestler was Aki Bono, who passed away this week.
Yeah,
sad.
Do we know 20
years younger than we thought he was?
Do we know what he died of?
Too fat?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I just assumed too fat. I looked no further into it.
Chadwick Heho Rowan was his name. Chadwick. Aki Bonotero.
Those fuckers can't stay alive.
No.
Chadwick's dropping left and right.
Born in Hawaii.
God help you if you're a Chadwick listening to this
six,
right now.
Six
you're
foot,
next.
6 foot eight.
6'8".
He's 518 pounds.
That's a big guy.
He won 11 championships.
First non-Japanese Yokozuna.
Yep.
And maybe still only? Not sure.
I don't know. I'm not...
But definitely first.
I'm not super familiar with sumo wrestling.
Fat diaper push?
Yep, fat diaper push. What do we got here? He had lost the use of his legs and suffered from partial memory loss.
Damn.
Unable to remember his pro wrestling days. He was, for a short period, unable to speak without the aid of his wife. Although still unable to walk, he attended a memorial service for his former Tsukebito Ushiyamaru at heart failure after being admitted to hospital in Tokyo. Right. That's disappointing. He got in because we were surprised at how young he was.
Yeah, we're like, wait, he's 54 now.
He got in.
He looked 54 in the earlier 2000s.
His first sumo. He started sumo in 1988.
So at 18.
At 18, yeah.
Wow.
And then he retired from sumo in 2001.
Yeah.
And then he did a little bit of kickboxing.
That's right. Did he do some K1 or some shit?
He did some K1. He did K1 Grand Prix in 06, 05, 06.
What would that have even looked like?
Well, if I told you he finished his K1 career 1-9.
My man.
Lost to Bob Sapp, Hongman Choi 3 times. Rick Rufus.
I would argue that
Musashi, Bob Sapp twice. He also did mixed martial arts, which he was 0-4.
Yeah, I would argue that like
he lost to Royce Gracie.
Nice.
Like kickboxing. Who's like a third of his size.
But like kickboxing and MMA, I would say like are as physically taxing or more physically taxing than sumo wrestling. It's weird to retire from one and go into something even harder.
And the thing too is like sumo is just about like the transference of weight. It's pushing. A push.
Fat diaper push.
But like MMA and kickboxing is like
so much
striking.
So much striking.
Like physically assaulting someone.
Yeah.
And it's so funny that he was so bad at it. Like, you think he would get, like, the accidental, like even if you just fell on
Crusher
a guy.
Crusher guy, yeah.
And then he taps out.
I assume he relied a lot on that strategy, the crush.
He beat his only win in K1.
Or MMA.
Was over Nobuaki Kakuda, which he won by unanimous decision.
Oh, I didn't even...
So he
finish it.
But like,
I'm assuming he got on top and laid on him.
Got KO'd, got TKO'd, got KO'd, decision, and KO right hook from Bob Sapp in a minute 55.
Wow.
And he got beat by Hongman Choi in 24 seconds and 57 seconds. And his last fight in 2015, he lost to Bob Sapp by technical decision in the second round barely into the second round. It was shoot boxing rules for Risen.
Had a fight in 2015?
In Risen, yeah.
That's not okay.
Well, it is all about freak fights in those places, so, you know.
It's not okay, but it's what MMA should be.
Yeah.
Like, there is no more boring place for MMA than the United States.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about UFC.
Or, they're talking about UFC 300 happening this weekend? Is it tomorrow?
Maybe.
Or Saturday?
I do know there's a limited edition Prime flavor.
Yeah, we're going to spend $15 to get it, and it's going to taste bad.
Absolutely. And the Austin Matthews one.
But they're talking about, like, how it's, like, the biggest event in the history of MMA. But, like, you look at the card, and, like, I'm, like, a casual UFC guy. Like, I'll watch it if it's on.
I'm a casual encounters guy.
You are a guy. You and Doug Lass. But, like, the
See in the woods.
The card is full of, like, nobodies.
Yeah.
Like, if you look back at UFC 200, there was, like...
200 wasn't even good. It was main evented by girls.
Sure, but there was at least names. Yeah. And then you go back to UFC 100, and it's fucking everybody.
UFC 100...
Brock Lesnar...
100 was a fucking show.
Yeah, but, like, it's not a thing... Yeah. Anyways, then Akebono did one WWE WrestleMania match against The Big Show.
Undefeated.
A sumo match. He made his wrestling debut at a SmackDown taping, where he beat jobber Eddie Vegas. Then he defeated Big Show. He made an appearance in a house show in Japan to help Big Show during a match against Carlito after Carlito's bodyguard Matt Morgan interfered.
Nice.
The next day, Akebono teamed with Big Show to defeat Carlito and Morgan in a tag match. Then he went to All Japan and did All Japan. Then he did a little bit of New Japan.
He won the Triple Crown, right?
He did. And then he went to Hustle. Here's a picture of him with Giant Silva.
Nice.
And
oh, yeah, he was a baby in Hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was born out of an egg.
Yeah. Yeah. For those who don't follow 2000s into 2010s strange promotion Hustle, all-time legend the Great Muda blew his poison mist
into the cooter,
into the vagina of Yingling, the erotic terrorist, and then she laid an egg,
and the egg that, gave birth
to Akebono. Yokozuna. Akebono.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a real thing that happened. Then he did Dragon Gate 01. He went back to All Japan, and he kind of didn't. What's Odo?
His own promotion.
Ah,
that he did one show, two shows.
I don't know.
It might have been.
It doesn't say in the Wikipedia article.
It did have a Pentagon versus Phoenix match on it. I can tell you that.
His last recorded match was in 2017 for Dramatic Dream Team.
DDT.
Where he teamed with Yasu Rano and Hiroshima and lost to fellow Triple Crown champion Yoshihiro Takayama and his team of Yuto Aijima and Shigehiro Iri.
Interesting.
And following his heart disability 2017 and the death of Motoko Baba in 2018, Odo became an inactive promotion.
It did three shows in 1.5 years.
That'll happen.
April 16, August 16, August 17.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah. So as far as Yokozunas go,
they're fat.
I'm gonna say it's hard because there are some, because you said non-Japanese Yokozuna. I don't remember.
Yeah, non-Japanese.
Because the problem is that there's Mongolians who are like mutts that have been Yokozunas, but they are also kind of Japanese. But as far as like non,
how about Americans?
I think he's the only one. I'm going to say he is the only Yokozuna that is not of Japanese heritage.
Good.
Oh, I mean, also, if you want to include Yokozuna, who also was not of Japanese heritage, but...
That's true. But also might not have been a Yokozuna. You know who's more of a Yokozuna?
Solo Sikoa.
Solo Sikoa, whose real name is Joseph Yokozuna Fatu.
Crazy.
That's a cool name.
Because it's not even like Yokozuna's real name was Yokozuna.
It was Rodney.
It was Rodney, yeah. I think Akebono is legitimately the only non-Japanese Yokozuna. I think that's it.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Who else is dead? O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson. O.J. bit the big one. What did he die of? I didn't... shame?
Someone...
Fear?
Someone attacked him and tried to cut his head off.
Oh, nice. He had apparently...
Nicole Brown's parents.
He was getting treatment for prostate cancer.
Mm.
So, that's the one. Orenthal James. Which, it's so wild, because, like, I don't know what it was like for you being a baby. But... I didn't know about him being a football player when everything happened. I literally knew nothing about him.
Oh, I knew he was a football player.
Because he retired in 1979.
Yeah.
Right? So 7 years before I was born.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 1994 is 8 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know anything about it. And then come to find out, like, oh, he was not only a football player, he was a great football player.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson killing his wife and,
yeah, hope he does.
And some guy that was just randomly accidentally there that he assumed was having sex with his wife.
Yeah, I definitely like retconned it at some point in my head until the OJ documentary, honestly, mm-hmm. that he was her new boyfriend.
Yeah. Because that's what they played it up as, I think, in the media, didn't they?
It's just a fucking guy.
Just a guy.
From the restaurant she was at.
Yeah.
Like, returning her sunglasses or something.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Damn, Ron.
And then...
Wrong
place, wrong time. Is that what we're going to start calling it when you, like, you really cock it up? You call it a Ron? Yeah, you pulled a Ron.
And got brutally murdered.
Got brutally murdered.
By a Hall of Fame football player. Yeah.
I mean, he was fucking league MVP.
Yeah.
And
he was good at football.
And offensive player of the year. And, you know, scoring leader and a pro bowler. Like, it's crazy. Like, I knew none of that. And then the only thing I remember is when the trial was happening.
Yeah.
Again, I was 8 years old, 9 years old.
Yeah.
That when the trial was happening is when I learned he was a football player. And... Yeah. Being a dumb kid, I don't know. The principal of my elementary school announced the verdict over the speaker at the school, I guess, so that the adult teachers would know what the verdict was.
Because,
you know, it was a huge deal.
It was a huge
deal. And when they said non guilty, me and one other guy in my class were just like, yes! And my teacher was like, why? And we're like, because he's a football player. We like football. It's like, dumb. But. Yeah, and like fucking, it gave Cato Kalin a career.
Yep.
And who was the other guy?
Mark Furman.
I mean, Mark Furman. Yeah, Judge Ito. Nancy Pelosi. Who was the? Because Cato Kalin was the one driving the.
No.
So who's the one
Al Cowling.
Al Cowling. That's the one.
AC.
AC.
Cato was some loser in his guest house.
That's right.
Yeah. And then he got to do every reality show for 15
ever.
Years.
Yeah. Are I possible?
Great question.
Cato.
I'm going to say...
Also, there's...
And this might be unfair. Because I don't think he's... He's probably not a bad guy. I hope he's dead.
How the fuck do you even spell his name?
Kato.
Kaelin.
I was going to go Kei.
Also, not his name.
Sure. It's a dumb actor
name. Brian is his name.
That makes more
sense. Hey, Brian. You should... Brian Kalin. You should...
Cato, become a member of the YouTube. YouTube.com/@NotScottHenson. Click join.
He's alive. He's 65.
He can't drive 65.
His known for is serving as a witness in the O.J. Simpson murder trial in 1995.
Yep.
That's it. That's the known for.
That's about right.
Yeah, anyways, good. I'm glad OJ's dead.
Yeah, we didn't have the verdict announced, but I think we just...
That's because most of the people who went to school didn't speak English, though.
I think we straight up watched it in class.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think, I seem to recall, watching the verdict in... Oh, no, we were watching it in social studies, then it was recess or lunch... And I think the verdict happened during recess or lunch. And it was the talk of the town when we got back to class.
Yeah.
But, what other thing, besides 9/11, what other thing is that big that it's, interrupted school?
Nothing. But, did you actually understand, the scope of it?
I don't think I understood the scope.
Yeah, I didn't really know what any of it was.
I knew...
I don't think I knew murders were a thing.
Oh, I knew murders were a thing. I was 3 years older than you.
Yeah.
So, I was in grade 6, you were in grade 3?
Yeah.
Yeah. I understood it was a big murder trial, and, I grasped that. I don't think I, at the time, grasped all the, racial undertones and everything.
Yeah.
But I think even then I knew that Ito was a bad judge. I think that was clear to even a child.
That's why you don't let Japanese people be in charge of things.
It was also obvious enough to a child that like Johnny Cochran was kind of a cartoon.
Yeah.
And it worked. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it was just payback for Rodney King, right?
I don't know.
That was the even out,
I guess.
And yeah. Then we were square.
One dead white girl and a Jew, whatever. was his name Judge Emperor Hiro Ito?
Hiro Ito.
Yeah.
Hiroh Ito. Yeah.
And then just like all of like the rest of his life of like stealing all of that memorabilia back.
I love that
going to jail for that.
He got away with it. And then after that, just no one's bit it harder than him.
Yeah.
Just absolutely blew it.
Yeah. Like I would like to think
he's been trying to go to jail since 1994.
Like he knows he should have.
And it didn't work the first
time. Yeah,
yeah. He's like, huh. Well,
I really want to get into prison, but
I didn't
go
to jail for cutting my ex-wife's head off. I guess I'll steal some memorabilia.
Yeah. That he had to sell because he was broke.
Yeah, to pay for losing the civil trial.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's mine. I want it back. Yep. And then goes to jail for that, gets out, writes the book.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Very funny.
But I'm like, I think I saw an interview with him, like, some point that he didn't want to write the book. He was told by his, like, financial people,
sure,
lawyers and whatever. They're like, you need a source of income. Yep. Nobody's going to let you do movies or, like, I can't believe he was, like, able to live the life he lived for the rest of his life, considering what income did he have coming in.
He was doing all right.
But played
a lot of golf.
But he shouldn't have.
No,
right?
He shouldn't.
Like, that's the thing.
He was doing fine.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because once you get...
We should all be so lucky as to live a post-jail O.J. Simpson life.
I would love to live a post-jail O.J. Simpson life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get to play golf and have very bad opinions on like women in sports.
The most annoying woman in your life is long dead.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Right?
That is one way to get them out of your life. Cut her fucking head off.
Cut her head off. Yeah. That's another thing I maybe never knew until the OJ documentary, how brutal the murders
were.
Oh,
yeah.
Like her head...
They're not really telling that on like national television.
But her head was hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
Like, well, Jesus Christ.
That's pretty savage.
Yeah.
That's not just like,
that's not a snap.
A snap kill.
No, that's a saw.
That's like,
he saw.
That's like months of like, I wish she would do one fucking thing.
Give me an excuse
and I'm going to cut your head off.
Don't give me an excuse. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
And anyone who's near you is getting it too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a wild, yeah, that's like one of those things that like, I don't even like think there's anybody else in our lifetime that had like, was like such a like prolific
murder
event.
Yeah.
Like, yes, 9/11, but 9/11 was sort of, I mean, I feel
I'd
like.
I'd say it's the most prevalent event that George Bush didn't do.
Well, Dick Cheney did it. I don't think George had any...
Dick Cheney killed Nicole Brown.
Yeah, yeah. Dick had one of his typical... I was trying to throw a knife at that turkey, and she got in the way, and I hit her with the knife 48 times in the back of the neck, or whatever it was. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Was 9/11 Dick Cheney's first oops, I shot my friend in the face?
Yeah.
But this time it was America?
I don't think it was an oops, Scott.
It wasn't an
oops. I think it was on purpose.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you think the other shooting the friend in the face was on purpose?
Yes.
Yeah. I think Dick Cheney might be a bad guy.
I think Dick Cheney might be a bad guy. I think he might be pure evil. Good thing they made a very good movie about
him. Boring-ass movie about him with weird casting.
Yeah. I mean, Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush is that. I like that.
They should have just made that. They should have made... Oliver Stone should have made a better W
with Sam Rockwell. Yeah, I agree.
Because W sucks, too.
Yeah, W's weird.
It's boring.
It's weird. Yeah, I don't know that Brolin did a good job as...
I don't know if he did.
Bush.
You know who would have? Sam fucking Rockwell.
Sam fucking Rockwell. What the only scene he's in that is just them eating chicken wings in the backyard,
so.
Where Cheney's convincing him to run for president, and he's like, "Listen, George, you'll just be the face.
Yeah,
I'll do everything.
I'll be the president.
All right, cool.
I gotta keep doing coke, right?
I gotta keep doing coke and being a fighter pilot and owning the Texas Rangers,
not dodging the draft, being an oil man.
Yep. Oh, I love W. I love him. That speech he gave last year about how the unjust invasion of Iraq.
Ukraine. I'm 80.
Give me a break. That was. Oh, I love him.
I'm still younger than the current president.
Oh my God, that's crazy. It's insane.
Bill Clinton.
That not.
Before him. The guy who got elected president in 1992.
Yeah.
Is younger than the guy who's not going to get elected president in 2024.
Bill Clinton.
He's younger than Biden.
He's 77.
Yeah.
How is he
younger than Trump?
How is he only 77?
Black don't crack.
I mean, sure.
He's America's blackest president.
Trump is also 77.
Yeah.
They're the same age.
Yeah.
That's, I can't believe that. That is wild.
I wonder
my brain has been exploded.
Yeah.
And Bush is...
Clinton, Bush
Jr. Bush is also 77.
Yeah, Clinton, Bush Jr. and Obama, all younger than everyone currently running for president.
Well, but two are the same age as Trump, but...
I've decided they were born later in 77. Even if it's not true, it helps my
Clinton
brain.
Was.
Okay.
Clinton's August and Trump is June. I don't remember what Bush was. And yeah, and then Biden's 96.
He's 114.
He's 81.
He's America's oldest man.
He will be 82 at the time of the election.
So he'll be... So when he doesn't win...
Bush is July. So yes, Trump is
older than both.
Actually older than both by 1 month and 2 months.
Good enough for my point. So if Biden wins...
Yeah.
He will... In theory, hold office until he's 86.
In theory, yes.
He'll be 86 at the time of the 2028 election.
Yes.
That's too old, Drew.
Yeah, well, there should definitely be a limit on a lot of things, but...
I wonder if you had told people in 2008, if you elect Obama,
mm-hmm.
and he gets two terms, he'll be in office for the 8 full years... But after that, the only presidents forever will be the oldest, whitest men you could ever imagine.
Well, Bernie Sanders, but I imagine Bernie Sanders. He's old.
As the oldest, whitest man.
Yeah.
I mean, he is an old white man. He's Jewish. Is he really white?
I like Bernie, though.
I like Bernie, too. Let's give him a shot.
I can't. No, they'll never give him a shot, Scott.
He would have won in 2016.
100%. Oh yeah, 100%. If it was Bernie over Hillary, Bernie wins.
Yeah. If it would
still be close.
Yeah.
But he would.
But
win.
He was like, you can't put everything in polls. But he was polling like head and shoulders above Hillary against
Yes.
Trump.
Yes.
Like head to head.
Yeah. It's it is crazy.
If his own Democratic National Committee hadn't outright fucked him.
Yep.
Could be a very different situation.
Also, right now. If he was part of his own family crime syndicate,
that's true.
Then he could probably have done it.
If only there was a Sanders crime family. Mm. Bernie, Dion,
mm-hmm. Barry, Colonel. Yep. That's quite the team.
That's a cool team. That's way cooler than the Clintons.
That's way cooler than...
Although Bill's pretty cool.
Bill is pretty cool.
But Hillary's so...
Plays a saxophone. But yeah, Hillary's
so not cool.
Yeah, Hillary cancels out Bill's cool.
Like, average coolness of the Sanders crime family, way cooler.
Although I feel like she was cooler in the 90s because she didn't divorce her husband after he
fucked everybody.
Yeah, like, that is kind of cool.
After he publicly fucked adults and privately fucked children.
That's a bold statement to make. I don't know if it's true or not, but...
You don't think it's true?
But very much it's true.
Look, I don't say much true on this podcast. That's true.
I'm not a conspiracy guy. Neither are you. But I definitely believe in the Hollywood pedophilic elite. Like, I really do.
Yeah. I don't.
I think when you get that much power and money, you run out of things to do very quickly.
That's the thing. I don't
and
think
the next step is very much, I guess I can fuck kids.
Yeah. I don't think it's as conspiratorial as some people think.
No, and I don't think it's as widespread as people think it is.
It might be kind of widespread.
Yeah.
But. It's I think there's not a new world order aspect to it,
no,
per se.
No.
I think it's just awful, rich, powerful people, yeah, fucking kids.
Yeah. It's a power thing.
Yeah.
It, or, I mean, also it's a getting off thing. But...
And scaring kids and then sucking out the adrenochrome from the back of their neck so they can live forever.
And then run for president at the age of 81.
And run president at the age of 81.
Yeah. Hmm. I like it.
Me too. You know, we talked our way through it.
We talked our way through it. Would you like to continue that conversation into pedophile women?
Yes,
because we got that. We got a lot of news, and we got a lot of things to cover. So we should probably stop having fun and continue.
We did this last week too, where we had fun.
Yeah,
for
but
too
it's
long.
Fun. Maybe
the
we
problem
should,
with fun is it's fun.
Maybe we should stop having fun podcasts. Did I just send it to you? I think I just sent it to you.
I think we should start doing 10-minute podcasts.
I did just send it to you. And not the dumb dog. Is it this one? No. It is. So, there was a 23-year-old woman.
This is some real The News.
This is...
I would describe this as classic The News.
This is why we do the news,
yeah,
for stories like this.
Yeah, for a while we did, in the mid-80s, we changed the recipe and put out new news, but now we're back to news classic.
Yeah. A 23-year-old Florida woman I'm reading the wrong article. A 23-year-old woman in the U.S. allegedly pretended to be a 14-year-old teenaged girl intending to engage in sexual activities with teen boys. Mm-hmm. She had been pressed with various charges, including lewd and lascivious molestation, lewd and lascivious battery, sexual cyber harassment, and possession of child pornography.
Nice.
The woman...
I've never heard the word lascivious outside of crime.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. The accused, Alyssa Ann Zinger, has been pressed with various charges, including molestation, and was arrested on Thursday after four more victims came forward. Last year in November...
I thought it was just one.
No.
Hmm.
Last year in November, she was arrested for allegedly engaging in at least 30 sexual relationships with at least one student, while also sending explicit videos to several others. That's telling them to come forward. Since then, four more juvenile victims have come forward. The woman allegedly pretended to be a 14-year-old girl who was homeschooled to have sexual interactions with younger boys and prey on middle school students. Authorities claim that Zinger sent a pornographic video to multiple children via Snapchat and engaged in multiple sexual encounters with the initial victims. The incident did not originate at a local school, and Zinger posted a homeschooled student to communicate with victims online. According to an arrest report, the first victim was a boy in middle school age 12.
Mm.
Can you even get an erection?
Yes.
A full erection that stays hard while penetrating at 12?
I got some of my best at 12.
Okay. And it's just all downhill from there?
I think so.
State attorney said the victim in the case are all in middle school and are aged between 12 and 15. In Florida, the consenting age is 18. The accused woman has been charged with 11 felonies, including lewd and lascivious, all those other things I said.
Yeah.
She submitted a non-guilty plea to the charges during her initial court appearance on Friday, forfeiting her right to an arraignment. She will be appearing in pretrial hearing on Monday. Now, let's make it known that neither you nor I are... sexual predators. We are
sure.
Sexual?
Yeah.
We're predators. We are not and sexual predators.
Ne'er the twain shall meet.
Okay, first of all, she's not ugly, but she's not attractive. She's really average Florida-looking girl.
Also, she doesn't look 14.
No. But I guess online you can just pretend to be. Now,
I guess there's a make me look 14 Snapchat filter.
I mean, they're all that. So as I've stated, neither you nor I are sexual predators.
Yep.
I off record, off the record, continue turn the podcast off for a second.
Sure. It's we're I've pressed pause on the recording and both of our mics are muted.
Cool.
I fucked a kid
very much. I definitely get.
Oh boy.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
I'm just interested.
I understand the idea of like younger is purity, right?
Wanting a fresh one.
So like for a man, you're like, I want to molest a female child because I'm like opening the package and taking the panties out of the package.
Yes.
Like, right? Like it's fresh. It's new.
Yeah.
I don't think I understand
from a woman's perspective
women molesting young boys. Like I don't know why I can't see that they are the same thing.
I get what you mean.
Right?
Yeah.
Like I guess because men are horny creeps and perverts and sexual deviants.
I think it is that.
And to me, like women, yes, are horny and want sex, but it just doesn't.
But not like that.
I don't know what it is about the connection.
I get what you mean.
Because like, listen, if you're gonna have sex with 100 men,
can I unmute these now?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're back.
We're all back on the record.
Hey,
if you're gonna go for 100,
yeah,
like 90.
Hey man, I might ask out 100 women, might get 99 no's, maybe that 100th girl likes to fuck on a pile of trash.
So, like, if you do 100, like, yeah, 97 or 98 are going to be bad, like, no skills,
yeah,
or, like, busting 3 seconds. Like, it's going to suck, right?
Yeah.
But, like, if you're so horny for good sex, just find somebody who's good at sex. Don't default to, well, men my own age are terrible. I'm going to train a young boy.
Yeah, I don't think in the case of women who are going for young boys, I don't think they're specifically looking for someone who's good at sex. I think...
No, but I think you can train them to do good sex.
True.
I don't know, it's just... I don't know why I can't see the two as the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm obviously, I'm not condoning that the woman one is not bad or terrible. We do have to give those kids their greatest kid in America awards. But like, yeah, I don't know why. Like, I can't put the two together.
They do feel different.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't matter if there's.
I think it's largely because women are less horny monsters than men.
Yeah, but I mean, also, like, you want this, like, little...
Why do you want a child
little
dick?
Boy dick?
What do you want a child dick for?
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's a very bizarre thing, but, like...
What about YouTube thinks about child dick? Oh, yeah, we said child dick earlier, anyway. That was what CDP was, child dick porn.
Yeah, also, we're an hour in, they're not listening.
Whatever.
But that actually wasn't even the first story that I found. The first story that I found...
That was secondary.
That came out after the other one, which was, the story of that a Texas nurse. So the story I saw said Texas nurse arrested for having sex with a Great Dane, where they bury the lead by saying after her husband was caught masturbating near children at a grocery store.
Yeah,
I think that should be the lead in.
Well,
so
it depends how you look at it.
So this guy was caught in a grocery store, like exposing himself to kids and masturbating.
Okay.
So somebody called the police, and once they arrested him and went through his phone, they found videos of his wife having sex with their Great Dane.
Yeah.
But like, okay, well, one, how is that a crime? Who's that hurting?
It's a big dog.
It's a big dog. And also, it's on his private phone. He's not sharing it with people.
That's true.
No, everything else he was doing.
Not great.
Sure. Get him for that.
Yeah.
But why is she getting arrested for finding a private... What you do in the privacy of your own home...
Exactly.
...is your own personal business. And those police need to back off.
She's carbon. The dog's carbon. What's the problem?
Yeah, it's not like they're sharing it with people.
No.
But all of this.
Luckily, this will be the only talk of dog porn on the podcast.
Well, like I was going to say, this
doesn't figure heavily into one of the requests we're doing.
That is true. That is true. This also does lead me into earlier today when we were before we podcasted and we went out to get.
Can I call the episode finally dog porn?
No.
What if for the O in porn, I use an asterisk? But
you could.
It's our little secret that the asterisk is a dog's butthole.
Oh, I was going to say, or the circle with the line through it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because I think that's what I did for Sound of Pre-Cum.
Yeah.
I think I asterisked the U in cum. Mm. And I think nobody okay. got in trouble.
You can do it.
So I guess.
Finally, dog porn.
Finally, comma, dog porn.
So
it's come to this.
So it's come in this. So. On the way to get coffee, I was going through Twitter, and somebody had, quote, tweeted, oh, it's not, what is it now, just quote, repost?
Quote, reposted? Barf.
Retweeted, quote tweeted.
Yeah.
Something from an account that said, Blossom says, animals can consent, with, like, the picture of the person's persona, and yeah. then their own reply to their post was, while you're here, consider giving this a read. And it was a link to a article on a dive into non-human brain activity,
yeah.
which presumably was
going to be used to justify that animals can't yes. consent.
So I screen capped it,
yeah,
and then was like,
so you could find
oh,
the user,
yeah,
so
like, oh, I've got some stuff for the pod later. And so we got here, and I opened up my x.com, mm-hmm. and I typed in the profile, and the profile had been flagged and removed. So
pretty
quick, like within the span of like
an hour,
like, yeah, or less than an hour. Yeah. And obviously people didn't like what they saw. But then that, of course, led me to that there were people that had quote tweeted that,
yeah,
and so yes, you couldn't see the original thing, but it was from that. So, you know, it's a lot of the kill yourself, animals can't consent, blah blah.
Yep.
But that unfortunately led me to Twitter creep of the month. We're only what, 12 days in, 11 days in, we've already got the Twitter creep of the month. So yep. This guy, I don't know how I got there, but it was connected to somebody who had commented on a retweet that was pro can consent, and then people saying to that person, you should fucking kill yourself.
Yeah.
So
give a follow to
at cool canine, K-O-O-L, K-A-N-I-N-E.
Great.
Zeronymous Vex is their name.
Cool.
They have 9,800 followers.
That's more followers than I have.
And only have 76 following. They do
damn,
have
that's a good fucking ratio.
They do have
what
a,
am I even doing?
Oh, I shouldn't have clicked on this.
What'd you click on? A link in their profile?
Yeah.
What's the link?
Zooey.pub.
That can't be good for business.
A first zoo sexual lifestyle magazine featuring articles by community members.
Hmm. I don't know about all that. Seems bad.
Zoo parties at furry conventions.
Ugh.
Oh, free. There's a big article on free speech.
Of course.
It's a
First Amendment issue.
Five things more zoo sexuality could contribute to popular culture.
Okay.
It's an exciting time to be a zoo.
Is it? You know what? I guess technically it's always an exciting time to be a zoo for a zoo.
Yeah. Dogs are hot. Anyways, I don't care for this article. Professional zoo file. Banner by, and then the person's...
Professional.
Yeah, banner
lost
by,
lost his amateur status.
Yeah, the banner is by somebody who, when I click on their profile,
they're
says
also bad.
"dog kisser, dog drawer banner."
Hmm.
Gross. Anyways, do you know what the symbol is? That's like a green rope. In like a cross, like this.
Let me see.
I don't know what it is.
I don't. It's like I'm sure it's bad, but I don't know what that specific
is. It's a green rope and a red rope like intertwined to make sort of a figure eight.
Yeah.
It's got to mean something. Look it up.
Give us a shout, Zoophiles listening. We know you're out there.
Anyway, so
what gross shit it means.
First couple like retweets and stuff are fine. I guess there was an argument made by this person. I don't know, like somebody who like I'm going down a deep dive here, it was somebody following somebody and they're like, I don't follow Zoophiles back. Please stop. And then somebody was like, you'll never be a part of LGBTQ plus pride. So are they trying to make Zoophiles part of LGBTQ?
Pedophiles are trying to. It's very funny.
So this,
I see their argument.
Pedophiles
and zoophiles. Basically, if you're not having vanilla missionary heterosexual sex,
gross,
you're a monster,
and monsters need to band together,
and you're all the same.
It's a real Kong Godzilla team up. Kong and Godzilla are the zoophiles and pedophiles of the LGBTQ plus.
Teaming up to join the LGBTQ community.
Because they're both monsters.
Yeah.
So the first one that brought my attention was this person reposted, you antis are just jealous of how much I spoil my dog. Cheer up one day. Maybe somebody will love you all like that if you ever stop being hateful and bigoted. I'm like, okay, maybe this guy's not as bad as I thought he was. But and then you kind of scroll down and he posted a poll that said, when did you first discover that you were a zoophile? And it says under 10 to 14, 15 to 16, 17 to 20, 20 plus. Under 10 to 14 won the poll by 57%.
Yeah.
Then
I've known since I was a baby.
Then there's a list. There's people underneath
commenting,
telling
their stories of self-discovery.
Their stories. And I want to vomit just from seeing these.
Bad one?
Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. Dump it. Dump the whole thing.
Dump it.
Dump it.
Let's give because we give equal time to political parties. So let's go the pro side with that snow leopard post.
Oh yeah. So while I was going through the other comments from that thing,
yeah,
somebody made a post that said calling a snow leopard hot is not right.
Well, because that was in response.
That was a different thing.
Oh, it was different.
It was in like a different thread that
so
I had.
So someone
gone
called a snow leopard.
Yeah, so calling a snow leopard hot is not rape. And somebody commented on them, yeah, no duh, but the issue is you would. Your attraction to animals would cause you to do shit you shouldn't. And the first person said, that replied back, I can say pretty confidently that I will not rape a snow leopard. And I was like, oh, I'm saving that one for myself. And now I'm going to go check out that person's profile. Because I'm a snow leopard. She's carbon. I'm carbon.
Yep.
Maybe she's cool. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's not even a she.
Deal breaker.
Koira is her name. Do I follow anybody? No. I think this is more of a maybe not. I was thinking it was more wholesome than I was led to believe, because like a lot of it is just like very normal stuff.
But
then I see a poll that said, what's your favorite dog breed? And I was like, okay, I can get behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's husky brackets zoo.
Oh,
husky brackets non-zoo.
you get both options.
Other zoo. Other non-zoo.
Damn, that's very husky specific. So
so obviously
huskies versus the field.
Yes. But I don't like that you need to include zoo. I really, really don't think that's very wholesome.
What's your What's your favorite dog breed? Huskies that you fuck?
Or huskies,
that you don't fuck? Or all other dogs that you fuck? Or all other dogs that you don't fuck? Those were the options. Say? That's what this poll was. This may be less wholesome than
that's the thing. It's like a lot of it is.
Yeah.
But then there is a few random bits and pieces here that are very much like questionable. A lot of snow leopard stuff, which I like.
And she said wouldn't raise a snow leopard.
Or whatever. Does not sex the animals.
Great.
That was good enough for me.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Bam. The court of Drew has spoken. Animal rights enthusiast, vegan, gross. Z with like a little tail on it, or a seven.
Is it the Zeta symbol?
Maybe
that's a zoophile symbol. let me see. That. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe not so wholesome then.
Maybe less.
LGBTQ plus flag, enlightened.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're homosexual. That just means they're zoophiles and thus part of the
LGBTQ community. They are the Kong.
LGBTQQIAPZ+.
Who would be the Kong and who would be the Godzilla?
Great question. Let's get into it.
Who's got big pedo energy?
Yeah. Who's fucking kids?
Godzilla is Japanese. Animals. And they're a lot more sexual deviants. But Kong is African. So I feel like they Kong. Also... But because the age of consent in a lot of Africa is like 7.
So it's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's maybe. Perfectly, maybe.
Then it's not pedophilia. So
he's South Pacific. Whatever. Yeah.
Kong Zoo, Godzilla, pedo.
Yeah.
It is decided.
It is decided. Congratulations on your new positions of power.
This has been our review of Godzilla X-Con, The Legend of Curly's Gold. I don't know what the subtitle of the new movie is.
Nope, I'm not going to pull it.
Back to Skull Island.
Skullier Island.
Rise of the Machines.
Scully Island. And they find Mulder and Scully. It's an X-Files Kong Godzilla crossover.
I forgot they did that new season of X-Files like 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I bet you it's bad.
I watched it.
Oh.
It wasn't very good.
Ah.
It was...
as good as the second movie that wasn't even spooky?
It was like the second movie. It was...
Just detective shit?
No, Black Mirror shit.
Oh.
Like, it was technology stuff.
Oh, did the company look like garbage?
Eh.
Yeah.
And Jillian looked fucking beautiful.
Well, she's actually very beautiful, so. I'm not going to follow this person because I'm afraid...
Is she a Gillian?
Gillian Anderson?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Just Jacobs?
I think just Jacobs.
Hard G?
Oh, now I can't look at their posts.
But you could a minute ago?
In the time that we were looking at their stuff...
They made their profile private?
Obviously because of the comment they made on the other thing.
Oh, boy.
People, man, this is
a real domino.
This is imploding, effect. Yeah.
Well... Kings are falling.
Maybe they heard me just say their name on the podcast right now.
Could be.
And they're like, uh-oh.
We are live streaming.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta clear this out. So, we've had a rough day, and I don't care for it. And it's just gonna lead us into talking about bad content that I don't like.
As much as I would like to segue into the dog porn request, I would rather do it last.
Okay, that's fine.
So let's do the other thing.
Okay, that's fine.
You good with that?
Yep.
So, for the very small slice of you who have seen me on the Drunken Peasants podcast, it's a YouTube, live video podcast, that deals with, what I believe in the community are known as, lol cows, cows that you can lol at. Basically,
I hope I never become a cow.
I hope not either.
Fucking pray.
Stay away from that AI shit, because there's a lot of cows there.
I mean, I'd like to look at that again. I'll show you some.
Jesus.
You liked it. Don't be a coward.
I like some of them. And some of them are...
You don't like the cow vagina and anus I showed you last episode?
Those were a lot.
Well, sometimes you gotta look at them.
Sometimes you do.
They're there for looking, Scott.
So, yeah. So, I've learned about a lot of Chris Chan-type internet objects of derision, one of whom is Trumpster Bob, an old man with, like, a balding white hair and a big white beard, who I guess came to prominence as a strong word, because I don't know how much following he has outside of, like, the Drunken Peasants audience. But, yeah, he, for an, although, when I say for an old guy, I think he's one of those guys who is younger than he looks, because he looks like well into his 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in his 50s. I think he's like 56 or something. He's lived hard and fast.
Yeah.
And, but for, even for his age, he seems to have grasped, live streaming. So does a lot of that and, is very comfortable, putting out his personal cell phone number. So you can just call him from other podcasts, like we have done multiple times on Drunken Peasants.
Yep.
And he'll just like jump on the Skype or Discord or whatever. And
ridiculous.
He's not, overly private. So good for him on that. And as you can guess by the name, he is, if I was to position him on the political spectrum, it would probably be on the right.
Uh-huh. What other spectrum might he be on?
I don't know. He's not autistic.
No.
Well, we'll get into what kind of lies he tells.
Yeah.
Because it's actually hard to discern... motivations and where things are coming from, but it's always very interesting. So one of his big things is claiming to be like a decorated military hero, despite there being absolutely zero record of him ever having any military service.
Which comes out in one of the clips.
And, yeah, it's very funny. And his other big thing is like, he's sort of a conspiracy theorist, but not any well-known conspiracies. Like, like the people who run the, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers chain are Muslim. Most Mexicans are Muslims in disguise, I think, is one of them. And he does what outwardly look like prank calls to 911 and the FBI. But I don't think he sees them as prank calls. So, yeah, he'll call in his like Democrat congressman like to the FBI saying they're a communist or a Muslim or gay or whatever. They're all basically the same. There's a strong theory that he is like latently homosexual, and because like he's outwardly homophobic, which is always like red flag number one for actually being gay and hating yourself.
Yep.
But he takes it a step further and says people should take, what he has dubbed the butthole challenge, which is basically,
is it butt chugging?
No, it's basically showing him your asshole and then he will deem how loose it is. And as a result, how much anal sex you've had and how gay you are.
Okay. So you did it, and he said that you were a zero, and not even a pen.
He doesn't even understand how poo could come out.
Yep, sounds right.
Yeah, I will happily take it though. I have one of the tightest butts I know of, so I would pass it with flying.
How many colors. Other butts do you know?
As a non-penetrative bottom, that thing is pristine. Mm-hmm. The plastic wrapping has not been taken off yet.
Good, perfect.
If you're
a pedophile,
if you're a pedophile woman,
yeah. would love
come
your
get
butthole.
This sweet, this sweet pristine boy ass.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's Trumpster Bob. Just type it into YouTube, you'll get lots of stuff. So we were sent by Leo Larkin a Trumpster Bob playlist of several videos entitled Trumpster Bob War Stories, which I'm sure if you search on YouTube, it will come right up. So we were given a series of quick videos to watch, and Leo wanted us to play a game, basically. Where he gave questions to answer related to it. What movie or TV show is he stealing from, or did he make it up? And then the very interesting question, which I don't know if I really landed on an answer, is he compulsive or pathological, i.e. does he believe the shit he is saying? I don't
Ooh.
Know.
Yeah.
And then also, I guess on Drunken Peasants, I said at some point... that I would kick his ass. And then I guess word got back to him that I said that, and now he actually wants to do it, even though I don't believe he has ever left the 10-mile radius he was born in like semi-rural Texas. But he thinks he can make it up to Washington or something. For some sort of organized fight. Also, it's hard to tell from his live streams, but easier to tell from his mugshot that he's 5'5".
mm-hmm.
His, what's the deal? His like birth name, like it's not Robert. It's either Bob or Bobby is mm-hmm. like his
real
birth
legal
certificate
government
name
yeah.
which I love.
Like Ahmad Rashad.
Like Ahmad Rashad. And, yeah, so the question number three was, does Drew think he could take you in a fight? LOL. Does this 5'5" twig man drunk really think he can take you? LOL. Yeah, and he's constantly drunk.
He seems drunk.
Yeah, no, he's definitely drunk. He's a cornerstone of... I think he's moved a couple times, but a cornerstone of the initial Bob videos we watched was he's in his bedroom... covered with flags. Most are like vertical, and some are pointing one way, some are pointing the other way. So by pure logic, because there's only two ways it could point, one of them is wrong.
Yeah.
One of them is the vertical version of upside down, which we would always give him shit about. And the way he debates is actually kind of fun, and I respect it. And it's actually a little bit Trumpian. I'd say he gave himself a good moniker. His way of debating is no. Like, mm-hmm. hey, Bob, you got flags pointing both ways. So one of those is like wrong and sacrilegious or whatever like shit you would say. No, it's not. They're not like...
That's
like,
the way you gotta
like,
do it.
They're not pointing different ways. That's... I'm like, yeah, that one's like the star corner is at the top and that one, the star corner is at the bottom. So like one of those is upside down. No.
How else are you going to win that fight?
I was going to say, and like, where do you go from that? Like, he
you're
wins.
You're done. Your argument's over.
Yeah.
It is very Trump-like.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just denying facts that are right there. So, like, it's kind of impossible to argue with him.
Do you know what? That's good. Not, I mean, it is Trump-related. But, the solar lunar eclipse that mm-hmm. happened. And I was like, do you remember when dumb guy in the crowd yelled at him not to look at it? We could have had a blind president. He could have unintentionally blinded himself in office, and we would have been
He looked
dumb.
At it for a minute, though,
he
right?
He did. Yeah. Oh, he did. I bet you he's got a nice little black spot in his view.
Ooh, I hope he has some, like, broken pixels in his...
That would be pretty funny.
Brain LED screen.
That would be pretty funny. Yeah, whether or not he's pathological or not...
Yeah, does he believe it? Or is he just lying and knows he's lying? Which is a very interesting question, and watching all of these and all my experience, I've talked to him live many times. I'm really not sure, honestly. He's at least outwardly like has a lot of conviction about all of his lies. That doesn't mean he believes them.
No.
That just means he's committed to lying. But I really don't know.
I think he could, like, he honestly could just be bored.
He could be.
And that he's just like,
and he's just having
putting
fun
on
this.
A show because yeah. It's funny and stupid.
Yeah, it could very easily be that.
I
or he's like fully out of his mind. Like if it was just the lies, I would kind of lean that way. But like the calls to 911 and the FBI, that could get him in a lot of trouble and have. That's what the mugshot's from.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he might actually be fully crazy.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Unless he's just so committed to the bit, he'll fucking serve his nickel and get back out there and do it.
Yeah, I don't know, actually. That's a good point.
He's fascinating.
Yeah, honestly, you're right. Without the 911 and FBI thing, I would just say
fun lies.
Just like a bored asshole.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, that's like pretty...
That he's so committed.
Yeah.
To doing crazy shit.
But also,
he's being catfished by a Nigerian woman and has been for like a year, year and a half at this point.
Nice. She got big tits?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I said Nigerian woman. True. It's redundant.
Yeah, it's hard because I feel like a lot of the lying.
Yeah.
That I saw in the video clips that we watched. He doesn't like waver from his story that much.
No.
So I kind of feel like maybe he does. I don't know.
He might believe it.
I don't know.
He really might believe it.
I don't know. I did like that he, there was two things that I thought were very funny. I mean, other than the stolen valor thing, was the first video where he said he was paratrooping
in
Vietnam. Is that what he says?
He doesn't. The only country he mentions by name is the Congo in the last video. Everywhere else, literally every other story is a foreign nation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just assume Vietnam, but because he's of that age, I guess, right?
No, he's not.
No?
Not if he's 56, dude.
Oh, well, sorry. Yeah, it's because he looks older.
Yeah, no. He looks like a veteran of the Civil War. But like,
yeah, that's true. 56, right. Yeah,
he was born during Vietnam.
During Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just looks so much older.
Oh, he looks like absolute shit.
Yeah.
And these videos are, it's like, it's mostly 2022.
Yeah.
I think they go from late 21 to early 23. He looks even considerably worse than this now.
Well, one of those videos, he had like his beard had gone very white.
Yeah.
And he looked.
Also, his Nigerian girlfriend at one point convinced him to dye his hair and beard black, which was a real sick look for a while.
Yes.
But I think he's back to white now, unfortunately.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he said he was paratrooping wherever, and he like got tangled, and he knew he had to
caught an updraft.
Sorry,
and
anybody who's paratrooped knows about the updraft.
Yeah.
And I got caught in the updraft, and I had to cut loose.
So I had to cut a chute.
And he fell.
Free fall 50 to 60 feet.
Yeah. And landed. And he's like, I've done that a bunch of times. Yeah. I never broke my leg.
Never get hurt.
And then the other one was talking about seeing other paratroopers falling and getting stuck in 100-foot trees.
Yeah.
But I got stuck in trees, but never that big. And then you're there, you're dangling sideways. But it's not just your weight; it's the pack weight. It's all heavy on you. It's like, I don't think you saw people. Like, even if it's true, there are no 100-foot trees that are in these countries you're jumping into that you get stuck in.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think
if you are paratrooping, I think you are avoiding trees.
You aren't paratrooping into areas that have into those kind of hazards.
The woods.
Yeah. But I thought that was pretty, like, a pretty stupid lie.
Yeah. It's the first war story. Yeah. It was about the parachuting updraft, cut the line, 50, 60 foot free fall.
Didn't break his leg.
Totally
perfect line.
Went in, killed a couple of guys.
I had to shoot a guy in the, but right between the eyes with an arrow.
That was one of them. There was the bow and arrow story,
which he kept saying, I didn't want to kill the guy, but I had to, cause he saw me.
Yeah.
But he said, I didn't want to kill him, but I had to, because he never stood a chance, because he didn't know I was there. Well, he saw me.
Yeah,
but he couldn't get his gun around fast enough, so I had to shoot him. But I didn't think he was going to see me because I was like 50 yards away, 60 yards away. And
but
like,
also he did see.
But also he did see me, and I was like, "What?
Pick a lane."
Yeah, lies.
Yeah. So the first one was the parachute free fall and saving someone. I think a woman.
I don't remember.
In, killed a couple of guys. Yeah, and literally, like I'm not. Being purposely general, he was this general. Like, went in, killed a couple of guys, saved the girl. It's the specifics I like.
Yeah,
in the stories.
Where was this? An undisclosed foreign nation.
Broke a guy's neck with his bare hands.
Yep.
He was talking about then Bob's first mission with the captain or major or whatever temporarily made you his driver. I'm like, oh, maybe you got this from Green Book.
Oh, maybe. Best picture winner.
And they go to a CIA building full of screens.
Yep.
And then and he basically tells everyone how on his first day, he basically tells everyone how to do their job.
Yep.
Then it's very quickly get to climbing another mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. I think mountain climbing, having to climb up a mountain comes up like three or four
multiple times. So this one was one that was definitely stolen from a movie. It's just a matter of which. But like the first mission was regarding like thwarting a billionaire that had built a chemical weapon that was going to kill, quote, a city full of folks.
Yeah.
I mean, so that could be, I don't know, any Bond movie.
It could be a Bond movie. Could be a cliffhanger.
And yeah, then they and for some reason the way to thwart it was to also he's using the term scale a mountain wrong.
Yeah.
Scale means up.
Yeah.
And he was talking down.
Yes, he was talking down.
But so what they had to do was get onto the top of the mountain, ski down the mountain, yeah. And then
even though they said there's no way you can ski down that mountain, and he said I can ski down that mountain.
Well, they called an Olympic skier to as he said scale the mountain,
right?
And the Olympic skier said no way, Jose.
Yeah.
And but Bob said, oh, I can do it,
I got it.
And he did.
And he did.
It was great.
Not even a problem.
No,
didn't break his legs either.
Barely an inconvenience.
Didn't break his legs.
Yeah. Then we get Bob is confronted by an actual soldier.
That might be the best one.
Yeah, it's too bad the actual soldier was also visibly drunk.
yeah, that's true.
Like, I think he could have done a better job because it was mostly just him yelling stolen valor at Bob.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Then he asked
him. Like, he showed his military ID.
He said,
ID.
Bob, are you familiar with what stolen valor is? And I think he kind of, like, mumbled through it.
Yeah, but Bob knows, believe me.
Well,
Bob
yeah.
don't know much. He knows what stolen valor is.
And then the other soldier.
Oh, and for those who don't know, it's the funniest thing in the world.
Just go to YouTube and look up like a Stolen Valor compilation.
The best.
It's so fucking, like, the Tosh did it once on his show, and there was a couple really good ones where there was like a guy at a bus station or an airport wearing full military fatigues.
Yep.
He was like a 40-ish year old guy. Mm-hmm. And another military guy goes up to him and asks him, and, like, you know, calls him out for Stolen Valor, and he goes, listen, like, I had to get up at 4 o'clock this morning. I went into my son's closet. I grabbed some clothes, threw them in a bag. I had to get on the road because I had to get here for 5:30. And like, these are the only things that he had that I grabbed. Nothing, but it's like the full complete set of like everything: boots, hat, fatigue, everything.
Yeah,
he's like, and, like, I just had to get down there. And I swear, if I had anything else to wear, I would wear it. And then there was another guy that like was begging for money on the median between and the high. Highway, mm-hmm. And when they're about to call him, and he was wearing like an army hat, an Air Force patch on his bag.
Mismatched.
Like, yeah, he had everything, but like none of it made sense.
And like a rank that didn't make sense on the arm.
And then the best one was a guy they caught in a mall, and they went and they asked him what rank he was in the military, and he said sniper.
That's
but he kind of shrugged, and it was a question, not a statement. Mm-hmm. Like,
is that one?
Yeah, I was a sniper. Like, perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
It rules.
Yeah, that, look up the compilations. There's some real good ones.
That's Bob.
Yeah. I mean, there is also just, like, people getting, like, having their uniform and stuff ripped off them by actual active military, which is also great.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is definitely Bob. Like, I don't know what he thinks he did, but he didn't do any of it.
No. And so he's on like a video call with an actual soldier who like shows his military.
Yeah, he's like, show me literally any proof. Give me one piece of proof. And Bob just doesn't like he's not having it.
Yeah, Bob said, the two best things Bob said were, I'm living proof.
I'm living proof.
And burden of proof is on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then even after he showed his military card, then he was like, you're stolen valor. Stolen valor.
Yeah, he's a real no-you kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just no.
Or just no. No. Sometimes just no.
Yeah. Pretty perfect.
Yeah, so that's fun. Then we had, what, parachute problems?
Parachute problems, which is the one falling in the tree.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah, and this wasn't even with the guy arguing with him. But even the guy, like, trying to just do follow-up stuff with Bob. Also, these are, like, all people... like catfishing Bob and like gassing him up so he'll tell more stuff.
Yeah.
He can't have a conversation. He just like steamrolls the other, Bob talks at you. Yes. The end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't get to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. No, exactly. And that one, he mentioned a foreign country again. Mm-hmm. Which one is...
Up to you.
Is unimportant. Bob saves a hostage. Carried a hostage 20 miles to get out of a foreign nation. That was the main thing with that. Bob on a mission at the fucking mountain story again. This time there was a partner that died. I don't know if you caught that new detail in the same story. And then gave us some more specifics on the mountain that he skied down. Almost 50,000 feet straight down.
Yep.
Which, for those of you keeping score, is 2 Mount Everests.
I think he nailed it.
Okay.
Well, because he had to ski, like, down, and then it looped back up, and then back down.
Oh, okay.
It was a big...
switchback.
Up and down, switchback. Yeah.
That's fair.
That's okay. Why.
And then, last one was a longer one, secret mission to the Congo, which I'm like, oh, this is going to be Black Hawk Down, right? It wasn't per se, but that's what I thought it was going to be. What do we have? I just like a note about Bob. Like, they say that intelligent people swear more, which I agree with, but also very dumb people swear a lot, too. Mostly just adding fucking as a needless... adjective in every sentence. We got on the fucking plane. Like, you don't need to say that.
Yeah, why does it matter?
Yeah. Then he said, like, he said a lot without saying anything for like 5 or 6 straight minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, I like my eyes glazed over as he was like telling his Congo story.
Yeah.
And then he was advising his Black American comrades to talk Black to the African Black guys to endear themselves more to them. It, like, literally telling them to, like,
speak jive.
To talk jive to them.
Yeah.
Because native Africans love that.
I bet you they do.
Maybe they do.
Jive and clicks.
I don't know from Congos.
Nope.
I know they got those scary gorillas.
Well, the scary white ones. You got to kill them with lasers.
And lasers.
Diamond lasers.
Apparently America controls the Congo. I didn't know that.
Oh, not Belgium?
Not Belgium. As I thought. He's been there at least 5 times. I don't think he's ever been on an airplane.
I think you're right about the leaving the 10-mile radius of where he was born.
I do not think Bob has been on a plane before. Yep. Let alone jumped out of one.
Yep. Or like 100 and then never broken his legs.
Yeah.
Or... it would be really funny is if he had jumped out of one plane and he broke both legs.
I like that too. I almost like that better.
That's the story.
Does the Congo have a monarchy? Because he was very clear about the king and the prince.
Don't know if they do.
Let's.
They would have had one during their occupation by Belgium.
Yeah, but let's see if that, because that's easy enough to
I would yeah, I would say no, unless whatever dictator of the year it is this year
calls themselves the last king of Scotland,
King Bobo Licorice or something, because they all have dumb English names that they don't know what the English names are.
Yeah. What do we have? Kingdom of Congo with a K. What even is that? Oh, it's, yeah, it, no, this is an old thing. Yeah, it comprised parts of DRC, Angola, and whatnot. So, Republic of the Congo, I'm pretty sure it has a government. No king. It has a president.
Yeah.
So... Maybe he thought the president was the king, or hear me out, he was never there.
I mean, yeah, probably.
But and he was confident. He's like, they'd recognize me if I went back today.
Oh,
I'd probably live stream with the king.
Okay, do it. Do it, coward.
Do it. Look, don't even do that. Get on a plane once. Although he was very clear that, like, in saying that, you know, if I went there, they'd recognize me today. But he was also very clear saying he would not buy a plane ticket there. He's like, buy me a plane ticket there. I'll go. They recognize me today.
Yeah, I'm
like,
you send me. I'll go.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's our good friend Trumpster Bob. So, yeah, as far as movies and TV shows he's stealing from, I think he's making most of it up. I think he definitely got Bondian with the
villain,
with the billionaire with the chemical weapon.
Yeah,
compulsive or pathological, up to interpretation.
Could
but
be either.
I'm leaning towards he believes his lies. And do you think he could take me in a fight?
Do you want the truth?
I would love the truth. He'd kill me.
He'd
wreck me.
Now, assuming he is 5'5" and is actually 53 years old, or whatever you said, 50 something. He'd murder you.
It's fair. I agree.
I think he'd fight dirty.
I will never fight him.
He'd fight dirty.
Yeah.
Whereas
fighting him would be such a lose-lose.
No, you know what?
Would it be fun?
I think there's too much emphasis put on, like, if you beat up, like, a small person
you're
the bad guy. It's like, no, it's a fight. If you the other person is in the fight,
if they
and
they fight
lose,
and they lose, that's on them. Then they're bad.
100%.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll fight him.
Good.
I'll kill him.
And then he'll show up. He'll actually be older, but he's, like, 6'4", and he looks like Liver King.
That would be an interesting.
Yeah, he's older,
yeah,
but he's tall and jacked,
and would and will kill me,
and will kill you.
Yeah, that's fun either way. I'll take the hit.
You should.
Now, as per the title of the episode, finally, dog porn. Where the hell are you going? You're just running away during the dog porn portion of the evening. Pre-jerk. Damn, I kind of got a pre-jerk too. It's just gonna be Drew and I running in and out of the bathroom for hours, taking massive mud pies, and then not grabbing a big enough slice of toilet paper and wiping bad, then getting some on our hands, and then touching a receipt with the hand, and then someone else touches the receipt, and then, in order to prove a point, eat the receipt. And then get all sick and their stomach all fucked up. So hopefully that doesn't happen, I guess is what I'm saying. Drew, you really hung me out to dry here. But I'll intro it. So Olivia has paused, PAWSED, the B-Stars requests, although we are looking forward to more of those, in favor of something which absolutely could not wait. A two-part video by Lindsay Ellis, who, when I first saw the name Lindsay Ellis, I got worried because I thought I knew who Lindsay Ellis was, and I hate her. But that's not Lindsay Ellis. That's Lindy West. Lindy West is awful. Lindsay Ellis is fine. Lindy West is the big fat awful bitch who got a television show made about her, barf, starring why can't I pull the name of Adie Bryant? We got there. A former SNL called Shrill. And Lindy's deal is she's just like an internet opinion haver, and the main opinion is attractive women are bad, and the only thing that is attractive is being smart, and I'm smart, so actually I'm the prettiest. Also, I'm 340 pounds and mean.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yeah.
I had to go fluff myself so that when we get to the dog porn part, I look more impressive.
Now I have to too. So please, please pick up.
Well, I don't know
I had just said it's by Lindsay Ellis. I thought I knew who Lindsay Ellis was, but that's Lindy West, who I hate.
And I don't know Lindsay who Ellis is Lindy fine. West is.
Lindy West is who Adie Bryant in Shrill.
Do I watch television?
You love streaming television.
What's it on? Peacock? Apple Plus?
I don't know. Could be Apple. I don't think it's Netflix.
Hulu? Could be Hulu.
Let's see. Shrill streaming.
Hulu.
There you go.
Hulu.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how. There are three seasons of it. Sweet Christ. Yeah, I don't know how this awful woman got a show made about her. She might be independently wealthy and just made it herself, but she sucks. Like, just I don't know. Google Lindy West awful, and it should be most of what you need. Yeah, I definitely have to pee though. So take it from here. Lindsay Ellis, not Lindsay West. Lindy West is as far as we've got.
Now I gotta look up Lindy West because I.
You know what? I haven't looked at her in a while. I'm gonna.
Woof! Oh, Seattle.
Oh,
we could meet her.
Oh, cool shirt she's wearing in her Wikipedia picture. Lord, give me the confidence of a mediocre white man. Luckily, none of those here, bitch. I have to pee.
I don't want to do this by myself.
It's a quick pee. Talk about dog porn.
No, I was going to say, I don't want to do this by myself because...
Each picture is worse than the last.
Yeah, she's old. She's as old as you. She's 42.
That's way older than me.
Yeah, sorry, you're right. How dare I? I really like when... that's funny. I don't even know how to follow that up. Scott made me lose my train of thought. I don't like being the only one here talking. It's scary. Anyways, I like it when body positive, like influencers, die young because they're obese. So maybe. Anyways, I don't even... here's the problem with what happened. I was in the bathroom, and then when I came back, I don't know where Scott had mentioned. So I'm afraid to repeat myself and repeat him. So how's everyone doing? Thank God he's back.
All I've said is it's by Lindsay Ellis.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you'd gotten
literally
to the...
Literally all I've said. Haven't introduced the title. Nothing.
What if I told you that this...
It's time for dog porn.
This large, plus-sized lady's husband is of a very specific ethnic diversity that likes large white women.
Never would have guessed. Totally would have guessed. Speaking of husbands, quick tangent, Curb Your Enthusiasm finale, pretty good, went about the way I thought.
The actual finale?
Yeah, it was going to be a play on the Seinfeld finale, like with a twist, which is exactly what it was. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. The best thing in the finale, and I can't believe, well, given the company she keeps, maybe she is that dumb. I can't believe Cheryl Hines allowed it to happen.
Nice.
Unless he, although it's like largely ad-libbed, so I guess he just sprung it on her in the first take and they kept it. But like Larry and in the show, his now, now for quite a while, ex-wife, Cheryl, like it's a, she's mad at the premise is funny. She's mad at him for telling other people that she doesn't like Mexican food, and because that's a very private matter. but the, like, so they're having a conversation about that, and then there's like a an abrupt shift that's then it's clearly not about that anymore, and Larry just, because like, and things like in the context of the show, like things have calmed down, they're not arguing or anything, they're having a regular conversation, and then Larry just goes,
is JB there?
Not at the time. He just, I think he was, he's there. He's in the bunch.
I know.
He just goes to her, are you okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm okay. She's like, and he says, I don't think you are, which is like, just clearly about her being married to one of the most insane men in America.
Who's she married to?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Cheryl Hines is married to him. And it was like, I don't know how to explain it in words, but it was so clearly about that and not anything else, like in the context of the television show.
Yeah.
Like that was,
that's funny.
That was Larry David asking Cheryl Hines if she's okay, and then telling her she's not okay. It was great.
He's so ugly looking.
He's like, everything about him is nutso. I hope he's the president.
He is fucking... Well, he's not going to run. Unless...
I'd write him in.
I mean, he's running... He's running independent. So I guess in theory, he could get
votes. He could become the president.
I don't think that's
God willing, we will have President RFK Jr.
God willing, RFK Jr. at 70 years old is the president.
Oh, the youngest candidate.
He is.
Did you know that if...
He was a Democrat?
Yeah. He had a fairly abrupt switch when his I think if you line up the timelines, it's about the same time that he got brain worms.
Brain worms are good.
I think that there is some correlation causation.
I just learned he's a master falconer.
I fucking love that for RFK Jr.
And he's also a whitewater kayaker.
Nice. So he's pretty cool.
He seems pretty cool. Now, does...
Is this news?
He got divorced in 1994. He married Mary Kathleen Richardson in 1994. They had four children.
What a great WASPy name.
Yeah, it really was. Is she related to any...
of the Richardson fortune?
No, just a lady.
Yeah.
Oh, now it jumped around. Thanks, fucking Wikipedia. They married in 1994. They had four children. On May 12th, 2010, he filed for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years later, she was found dead in a building on the grounds of her home.
Boy.
The examiner ruled her a death by suicide due to asphyxiation from hanging.
Damn.
Later, it was reported that she had seen Kennedy's personal journal from 2001, in which he had recorded sexual encounters with 37 different women.
King.
And that just was like, all right, I guess I'll kill myself.
King.
Them Kennedys. They like to get it greasy.
Yep.
Even when they're married. Oh, well, whatever.
That's fantastic.
So dog porn.
Dog porn.
Although it's not... It is and it isn't.
Well, I've
it's from, fantasizing.
From the initial excerpt, I thought it was much doggier porn than it turned out to be.
I thought it was lichen erotica.
Yeah.
But it's more...
It's weirder than that.
Animalistic.
It would be less weird if they were wolves.
They were werewolves, yeah.
Yeah. Or full-ass wolves.
Full-ass wolves.
Yeah. Either way, like, things make more sense biologically.
But yeah,
Anyway.
Also, I said 2:15, and we're very much 2:15.
We're right on fucking track for 2:15. I love it. You're so good at this.
Sometimes. Anyways, continue.
So Lindsay Ellis brings us into the Omegaverse, how a fanfic trope landed in federal court. So my first note is, I would like to publicly apologize to Lindsay Ellis for confusing her with Lindy West, because Lindsay Ellis seems fine, and Lindy West is probably the most awful person to have a TV show made about her, and I'm including serial killers.
What about, I Touched My Sister. What's her name?
Oh, Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham.
Or, as we call her, Lena Dumham.
All those things fit.
Yeah, she and Lindy West would be friends.
Betcha they are friends.
What happens if you Google both together? Lena Dunham, Lindy West. Give me a picture together.
I couldn't tell if I like Lindsay Ellis or not. Like, I don't feel like we have a lot of the same political views that would line up properly, but I guess she's the face in this story, so I'm supposed to like her.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I would like her.
I don't know if we'd get along great, but she seems okay. She has a cool hat in the second video.
I guess it's dog related, though. I know. So how cool is it?
I mean, not that cool. It's on the all-encompassing furry and non-furry spectrum, mm-hmm. It's cool. On the furry spectrum, it sucks.
True.
Like, furry's better than not furry, but dog is bad.
Yeah.
Poor furry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Dog is only a little bit higher than, like, avian.
Yeah.
Which is only a little bit higher than scaly. Scaly.
Yeah. There's a clear hierarchy. Then my second note is dog porn, exclamation mark. So it starts starts with an expert from Addison Kane, pen name. Stupid pen name, too.
Yeah.
Addison. Get out of here.
It's not even a real name.
It's like an old man's last name.
It's a family name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure my private school had an Addison Hall or something that was named after an old man.
James Charles Whitney Addison.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll have thrown in a girl middle name just for fun.
Like Biden.
Robinette. It's a classic.
Robinette sounds like an 80s women's manager.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
So I guess what Addison Kane writes, I guess it's 50 Shades of Grey-esque in that I think it started in the fan fiction universe and then turned into its own genre that isn't technically based on any other existing properties, except it's definitely based on Bane from Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, really. It really is.
But it's not supposed to be.
Was born in the darkness.
It borrows a lot. But before any context is given and it's just being read, I'm like, oh, this seems like a talking wolf fucking a woman.
Yep. That's what I got.
Yeah.
Especially because I think some of the art shown early on.
Yeah. And all the book covers have wolves.
They have wolves on
them. But it's not what the Omegaverse is, it's usually maybe kind of, I guess it doesn't have to be, but it might be post-apocalyptic or dystopian.
The one she
DMCA'd, I think, was more fantasy.
Yeah.
I guess it's not. I guess it can be any sort of setting.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's a mixture.
Society is divided into alphas, Scott and Drew types. betas, actual Scott and Drew types.
No, we're echoes.
We're a different Greek letter that's not even in there. We're sigmas.
We're our own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Betas who are...
We're stalkers. we're out in the woods. We're watching everybody else, but nobody tells us what to do.
Yeah. But yeah, like alphas are like the Chads who do the dubious or just straight non-consensual fucking.
Yep.
And then betas, because normally when you hear beta, you think like submissive, but it seems like in this, betas are just like the normies.
Kind of,
and then
yeah.
Omegas are the little soft boys.
Femboys.
The femboys, yeah. Femboys. Who...
who may or may not be able to get pregnant.
In some cases, can succumb to impreg, which is male impregnation. But yeah, so it's all...
There's only one kind of male impregnation I want.
Junior.
Junior. Arnold.
But yeah, so ostensibly it is all human beings. There are no wolves involved, despite what the cover of every single book might lead you to believe otherwise.
I think it's implying that mentally, like, the
mentally human society operates like wolf society.
You're picturing yourself as an animal.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Which, great, but why choose
an animal? Because you want to stink. Because you want to smell like shit.
So, yeah, and also what's extra funny is that it's based on wrong science.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because someone like did like wolf society research and did like the alpha, beta, omega thing. And then not only did other people prove that inaccurate, the person who wrote it also retracted it, saying, yeah, this was actually wrong. Sorry about that.
Oopsie.
But good enough to spawn an entire literary genre seems much more highfalutin, yep, than what this is, but spawn something that mm-hmm, that a bunch of sad women write.
Let's the be clear. Saddest women.
What do we have? Oh, yeah. So in terms of what goes on, there's a lot of what's known as dubcon, which is dubious consent, noncon, which is non-consent, which you might know as rape.
Dubcon, I assume, was dubstepcon.
Dubcon is my favorite early 2010s musical genre. Okay.
I'm a real Deadmau5 guy.
Yeah. So yeah, so you have that. You have estrus cycles, which is literally like dogs going into heat,
mm-hmm,
but for regular girls. There's
regular girls.
There's knotting,
which she pretended like she didn't know what it was.
I mean, she did a visual aid with a balloon.
Yeah, but like what she said was. Which apparently is...
Yeah, she made it sound like she didn't know what it was until she had to do research for this.
Yeah, as if she's not a white woman.
As if she wasn't a white woman who has known this since... if she was to perhaps answer...
On that poll.
If she was to answer a poll, I would say less than 10 to 14.
Yep, probably.
What other weird... claiming bites.
Claiming bites.
Not to be confused with Killing Bites, which we watched, make a season 2, you cowards.
Do it, cowards.
And just other dog sex stuff, basically,
yeah,
but done by people in a really weird way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Addison Cain is like a prominent author in this. I get just where this originated from. In case you were wondering, just how sad are the women writing this?
Mm-hmm.
So this originated from the, this is such a bummer. It makes me sad to talk about, mm-hmm, the Super Hulock universe, which is a crossover fan fiction universe of Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Sherlock.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So... yeah, it originated from fan erotica of that, what was decided to be a shared universe. And then somehow wolf losers behavior got injected into that and created the ABO, alpha, beta, omega,
mm-hmm,
style of erotica.
Abo. The ABO.
the ABO. This time we can say it.
Because it's not racist.
And then I write, wait, so it's not actual wolves, just wolf behavior and wolf behavior based on bad science? This is really something.
Mm-hmm.
I like how all fan fiction writers use a pen name because they,
they know.
Even with how sad they are, they intrinsically know it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I respect that.
Yeah. No, I get that.
So Addison Kane, is an author in this genre. Then there's another author in the genre, Zoe Ellis, I believe. No relation to Lindsay.
Nope.
Although it gets confusing because Lindsay Ellis keeps saying Ellis.
Yeah.
But Addison seems, I'm comfortable saying mentally unstable. And gets a real bee in her bonnet about anything she perceives as copying her. And this is what she's targeted Zoe Ellis, and it turns out a number of other people too, for what she says is plagiarism. It's proven pretty quickly by like Lindsay Ellis herself, just like showing stuff. It's not. They're just like the same tropes of the same weird ass genre of fiction.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what Addison does is she issues DMCA claims, Digital Millennium Copyright Act, I believe, against Zoe, causing her. And I didn't know this was a thing that could happen, but this, this really justifies my hoarding hard copies of media. She DMCA'd her across the board, like Amazon, any platform she had it on. So, and people who had bought Zoe Ellis stuff on Kindle, it disappeared off their Kindles.
Yeah,
that
which is crazy.
That they paid for.
Yeah.
That is why, which is that, but Kindles and audiobooks, they have all like the most like DRM, digital rights media bullshit on them that like even when you own them, you don't own them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need to steal everything, is what I'm saying. Or own hard copies, as Drew points to his walls and walls of Blu-ray. They can't take those. The government they can come and pry it from your cold dead hands.
It's same thing with a lot of people were upset earlier this year because a lot of the like movies or TV episodes, or whatever, that they had bought through PlayStation Plus were getting removed.
Oh, really?
And so it's like, I mean, you paid for them, but now you don't have them
anymore.
It's
such bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with games too. Like a lot of the collection stuff they have for like PS3, PS2 stuff that they put in thing. Like a lot of that, they eventually are like losing the licensing for.
Yeah.
So like, it's if you bought it through the PlayStation store, like too bad. Like there goes your like $4 or whatever.
Yeah. Guys, torrents and physical media, the only ways to go.
I agree.
Yeah. And like, and streaming stuff, like, oh, we don't stream the thing you like anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
And you can't have
it.
There's literally no legal way to get it.
Yeah.
So fuck
you. If you can't find a torrent for it, like, there are probably, like, I would say...
I mean, there's usually an illegal way to get it, but I'm saying, like, if you want to abide by the law, there is absolutely no way for you to see this thing you like.
There's probably, like, let's say 20,000 movies and television shows that you can't legally see.
Right.
Ever.
Like, if you say to yourself, I want to see this, how can I see
it? I want
to
see season 3 of Titus.
Who doesn't?
And then you go, it's nowhere.
Tough shit.
Can't get it, sorry.
Yeah.
And don't feel like you can't buy me more physical media.
How do they do that?
Buy me Blu-rays. I have an Amazon wish list on my Twitter account, and you can buy them and send them. And don't leave it all up to only one person, because I greatly appreciate them doing that. But I would like more, because I'm a greedy little boy.
Absolutely.
I'm a greedy little baby. Baby snap. And to that one person who buys me all the Blu-rays, thank you.
Thank you. If I could also just skip the middleman and send money directly.
I guess. But it's nice to have things bought for you.
Presents are nice.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a present? But also paypal.me/SarianSoftBus.
It's also less than 30 days to my birthday.
It is. So, the countdown is on. It's
almost my birthday month.
For all intents and purposes, your birthday
all
month.
For all intensive purposes.
Almost
my birthday month.
Pretty excited.
Get ready.
I think I offhandedly said just like it was your birthday last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then like three people said happy birthday. So
It's close enough.
Yeah, I think when I gave you the cookies, I said it was your birthday.
You did,
yeah. And I forget that
people are dumb and take you literally.
Well, yeah, people don't know that it's not your birthday.
May 9th.
It's May 9th.
May 9th is my birthday.
So get hyped.
1972.
You're
2010. I'm one of the 14-year-old boys that woman pretended to be and had sex it. With. Yeah.
You were the 12.
I was the 12. Gross. Gross. Anyways, continue.
So she DMCAs all her shit.
Yeah, gets removed from Kindles and stuff. Gets removed from everything. Very frustrating.
Which obviously affects what she's doing and her livelihood mm-hmm. and her reputation. And all that. And, but what you can do, well, actual platforms like YouTube, Amazon, whatever, whenever they get DMCA'd for the most part, it is just easiest for them and in their best interest to take the shit down.
Yeah.
Because basically when a DMCA is issued, it's issued, the platforms are not responsible for the, for what their users post on it. Mm. But if a DMCA is issued, the platform passes it on to the person who posted it. But if the platform has this information and decides to keep it up, then they can be legally on the hook. So it's always just easier for them to take it down.
Pull it.
But the thing is, not every DMCA is legit and can be made in bad faith.
Yes.
Knowing that it's not an actual copyright infringement. And that's very much what the deal here is. And basically the only way to for the person who's been served the DMCA to clear it up is to well, not sue them, but take it to court.
Yeah.
So so that's what Zoe Ellis actually does. And Addison Kane the whole time has been basically playing dumb and saying her publishing company was the one doing this. It's just like, I'm just a girl. I don't know any of this. And then basically just like, in discovery for the trial, basically it becomes clear that she completely perjures herself.
Yep.
And she was like, with conversations between her and her publishing company, which in giving a little peek into her personality, her publishing company that like completely like took the hit for her on and like were mm-hmm. were happy to say they were the ones doing it and she had no involvement, even though she in her communications with them said she did have involvement, that she then turned on later. And so I feel like
speaking of mental illness,
there aren't a lot. I don't think she has a lot of long term relationships. I think most, even if they're positive to start with, eventually sort of crumble, which is entirely due to the kind of person she is. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
In the first video, it's said that the trial is settled. There's sort of two. There's one in Oklahoma, one in Virginia. The Oklahoma one is settled, which she then corrects in her second video, saying actually it wasn't an out of court settlement. A judgment was made in favor of the plaintiff. So the Zoe Ellis, who was accused of copyright infringement, it was judged no.
Yeah.
And the DMCA was lifted or whatever. And then the Virginia one, Zoe and her publishing company, because they're all just these little niche publishing companies. Yeah. They're not Simon and Schuster.
Yeah.
They basically ran out of money for legal fees, which of course Addison Kane celebrated as
a win, as a victory in court.
Yes,
the judge was in my favor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and there's and she kept like hitting on like it was the Virginia trial was dismissed with prejudice, which is what most trials are. it's not as big a deal as you think it is.
But you think it's the biggest deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they basically straight up admitted the DMC claims were bullshit. And then in addition to the DMCA stuff, she just like slanders people
yep.
online and just mm-hmm. tries to destroy reputations.
Yep.
All the while painting herself
as the victim.
As the victim.
Yep.
And how everyone's
cyberbullying her.
Yeah, how everyone's after her, even though there's this large group of people, all with generally the same story about her doing that to them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny that that Addison's publishing company did not copyright any of her books. So there,
why would they?
So because it was, yeah, I guess it wasn't part of the contract that they would do that, and it was up to her, and she didn't know that. So all of the books that she filed the Digital Millennium Copyright Act claims on, none of them were copyrighted at all.
Yeah.
Which is perfect. Just an extra bit of comedy at the end.
Yeah.
So that was the crux of Lindsay's video. And she, apparently there was some like, lawyer podcast, which went a lot harder on Addison Kane.
Yeah.
And,
who like doxed her.
Who
straight up doxed her real name.
Happily said her real name a bunch of times, like maybe her home address yep. too. I don't know. And just like, yeah, did what we would do, basically.
But, like, we would do it as a gag.
Yeah.
They did it for reals.
Yeah, they did it fairly maliciously. But, like, I understand, because, like, they saw her as a bad person, so yeah. Fuck her, basically.
Exactly.
But, like, Lindsay was, like, pretty...
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. That's what they told him.
Yeah. Lindsay, like, obviously painted Addison in a bad light, but, like said nothing slanderous or untrue or even really anything personally about her.
Yep.
She just like, here's what she did. Like
yeah.
just the facts, ma'am. So this caused Addison Kane to file a DMCA on Lindsay Ellis's video
yep.
for using 400 words over 2 minutes in a 1 hour video, excerpts from
the book,
her book. And,
even though she didn't,
well, I mean, she used excerpts
yeah,
from the
but
book.
Not.
But what's very funny is she, and I think the letter was sent by her lawyer. And I did notice that every time Lindsay mentioned Addison Kane's lawyer, she would like air quotes lawyer.
Yeah.
So, which makes sense because there's not a lot of good lawyering going on. Because like in the complaint, she says that, like Addison says that Lindsay Ellis's use of her material was transformative, but then was arguing a fair use complaint. And the point of being able to use fair use is that it is transformative enough that you're not just mm-hmm. stealing or reading or showing someone else's work and you know, providing commentary or critique or parody or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a fairly wide range of fair use stuff that applies 215
216.
Oh, we gotta, well, I guess we'll stop. so massive bit of irony because Lindsay makes a second video as a result of this. Didn't expect it to be a one and done thing. Obviously, like, Lindsay did play a little innocent, saying she didn't expect her listeners to harass Addison Kane. Really? Have you been on the internet before? It's going to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
And it did, obviously. She tells them not to.
Yeah.
Sure. Cover yourself.
For sure. When you have a fan base, like, you can kind of incite.
Here's an awful person, but don't bother them.
Yeah, exactly. like, how do you not know that as being like a person who has,
you know,
a big following?
And she said like, shit like this has happened to her. So of course.
Yeah, of course. Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
Nobody hates us, though, because we're adorable.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be the victim of a coordinated harassment campaign.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should just align ourselves with someone in our life who has done something terrible, and we need to just piggyback on that.
Dog porn?
Yeah. Or making it. I don't know.
Making it? Defending it?
Yeah.
making a
speaking weird in a weird, video that weird was very video. Off-putting to us.
Using semantics to defend it.
You should be off-putting. I'm saying because you're fat.
You should be off-putting. That's pretty fun.
That's a Zach Galifianakis.
Is it?
Between Two Ferns. It's,
damn, that's good.
It's,
Did someone say it to Zach?
Somebody said it to Zach.
Yeah.
He said something about, oh, I think it was like...
John Hamm?
No, it was a girl. It was...
Hillary Clinton?
Brie Larson. And he said something about, like, it can be very off-putting. Oh, no, it was Jennifer Lawrence. And like, oh, it can be very off-putting. She's like, you should be off-putting. And then he just pauses for a second and he goes... Because you're fat. I'm not that fat, okay? And then his chair breaks. Yeah.
Damn, I want to watch all of those.
Me too.
Right now.
You've seen the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, the movie's good.
Yeah.
The movie's real good. Yeah.
Scott Aukerman directed, yeah. Hot Saucerman.
Hot Saucerman, yeah. Anyways, did you on your way?
What else do we have? So for the second video, she's wearing, like, one of those wolf hats with the... With the things that come down that you can put your... With pockets that you can put your paws in.
And you don't click it and the ears go... Pop, 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 pop. No? Yep. Okay. Well, whatever.
And she starts wearing it as a joke, but then she's clearly, like, coming around on it and then thinks it's pretty cool over the... Like, that's the story arc of the video. I really like where... Because she does one thing where she calls her editor. And she puts the phone up to the wolf ear and not her ear, which I very much enjoyed. Like, oh, she's getting it. And then there's another person in this genre community, or at least romance writers community, who's also a lawyer.
Lame.
That
pathetic.
Or former lawyer that Addison had reached out to hoping she would, like, agree with her, but then she didn't agree with her, and yep. Addison got really mad and tried to, like, slander her too. So there does seem to be a bit of a recurring pattern with Ms. Kane. Should we look up her name and dox her?
Yeah, I guess.
We don't need to.
I'll look it up, and if it's fun, then we'll hold on.
Okay. Wait, it's Lindsay Ellis? What? Internal Affairs was in on it the whole time? Addison Kane, real name. And real home. Addison Kane really doesn't want you watching this video about her. I think I assume that's about the Lindsay Ellis video. It is. It's probably... Hey, I found it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the actual... Oh, yeah, like the Virginia court document is published with her real name. So, if you need it, there you go. Don't harass her, guys. I mean, this happened in 2020,
looking at it right now.
Maybe... I don't even know if she's alive anymore, actually.
I don't know.
Maybe she, Mrs. RFK Jr. did it after all the coordinated harassment.
I'm going to look her up and see if she's attractive.
Well, there's the picture of her they always
use. Oh, that is actually her?
I think that's her, unless it's...
then the answer is no.
What's the picture version of a pen name?
I don't know.
Images. Yeah, there's the one picture... Ooh, she's got, what would I say? Anorexic hairline? You know how anorexics, like...
Bad teeth.
Yeah. How, like, anorexics go bald, sort of?
Yep.
That.
Well, don't get anorexic.
You know what? Guys, if there's a takeaway from the show this week, don't get anorexic.
Eat your food.
Eat your food.
Eat your food.
You'll be fine. You don't want to look like this bitch. Or act like this bitch.
You really don't.
So I think that's most of it on that. What, any bits and pieces?
There was the other lady that she had literally had no interaction with at all.
Yeah.
Like, because she started, like, reaching out to those other writers about, like...
Yeah.
Give me all of the information you have about this person.
And it was funny how it was phrased too, because, like, she had to subpoena all of these writers to get dirt on every other writer.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then like the one girl, like who had like legal experience, like she went to law school,
yeah.
but just wasn't a practicing lawyer.
Yeah.
And she like went on Twitter and said sort of like, well, here's all like everything she's saying is wrong. This is why, yeah. this is blah, blah.
Here's why I disagree with her.
And it was, yeah. And it was literally like Addison Kane's only argument was, well, you didn't even pass the bar.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's like, well, I'm not trying to be a lawyer.
You don't have to pass the bar to give opinions on something.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, you don't have to pass the bar to know law.
Yeah. Oh, and there's another one. I think, Zoe Ellis, one of Zoe Ellis's actual lawyers,
yes.
practicing lawyers,
yeah.
She also shit on because he used to be a bankruptcy lawyer, I think.
Or something like that.
Even though he was doing like IP stuff now.
Yeah, her argument was like, well, what would you even know? You're a bankruptcy lawyer. It's like, yeah, well, it's like, how does being a bankruptcy lawyer prevent you from knowing other forms yeah. of law?
And also that was what he used to do, and now he was literally doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Very
so,
funny.
Yeah. Not a lot of great arguments from the Addison Kane camp.
Yeah.
Basically,
I'm gonna dox her. Right now.
You do what you gotta do.
223 in. She's not going to listen.
She's not listening. She doesn't have any money. She can't sue me.
Yeah. You bitch, Rochelle Soto.
I wonder.
Did it.
Oh. That was nice, actually. That was a nice piece of business. I wonder how much money is in this line of work.
Honestly, probably not that much.
Probably not that much, right?
No.
It's very niche. And also, I must have skipped over a note or two because there's definitely a thing. What do we have? She basically claimed to have invented because apparently basically all of this shit up to this point has been gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like man, mm-hmm. like man on man written by woman.
Yes.
Like it's all yaoi.
That's what they like.
And Addison Kane basically claimed to have invented like
gay sex.
No, heterosexual.
Is she Greek?
Maybe
she invented gayness.
They invented gayness. Yeah, but
I don't care whoever he's after. I want to get a run at the Greeks.
Yeah, like she's like, I invented heterosexual wolf fucking.
Yeah, which means you can't do homosexual.
Yeah.
Homer-sexual.
Well, no, because, like, I guess other people were doing... Like, that was yeah. one of her big complaints. Like, a man and a woman, really? You thought of that yourself? I don't think so. You stole that from me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she, like, doubles down to, like, not only did I invent heterosexual wolf-fucking, I also invented rape. She's like,
bold statement.
All my stuff is non-con, and nobody was doing that until me. Nobody was writing about men... Ripping women like dogs.
Mm-hmm. Biting.
Until me.
Yep. Nobody knew about biting. Nobody knew about nodding.
Who
I'm
would be proud of this?
I don't know if I should say this out loud.
Whisper it to me.
I'm going
to
say it. Well, I don't know. Whoever Roxy Collins is.
It's a cool name.
She writes a lot of these books.
I bet she does.
So I guess I should just look up Roxy Collins Network.
Are we going to check her out? $17 billion.
$5. She's worth $5.
$5.
I don't know. It doesn't say. Her books only sell for like between $5 and $10.
Okay.
But she has written a bunch of Omegaverse books.
Why is this a verse? It's not enough to be...
They're just cashing in on the name verse.
It's too specific. It's too specific and too weird
yeah.
to be a universe.
Well, that thing is, like you're saying, it's not a universe.
No.
No. It is very specific to one
it's
thing.
Dog, it's dog porn.
It's dog porn. That's not a verse. That's not a universe.
Dog porn is not a verse.
There's no universe of dog porn.
I'm...
Oh, boy.
I'm verse... In that both I fuck dogs and dogs fuck me. Okay, I'll end it on that.